Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Armit Thomason. President Trump is warning Iran's supreme leader against trying to rebuild his nuclear program. Mr. Trump says Ayatollah Ali Khamenei should be, in the president's words, very worried. Tomorrow, Iran and the U.S. will sit down in Oman for nuclear talks. Last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. expires as of today and removes caps on their atomic arsenals, first time in more than 50 years. The president says there is a lesson to be learned from the anti-ICE rioting in Minneapolis.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch, but you still have to be tough. These are criminals. We're dealing with really hard criminals. But look, I've called the people. I've called the governor. I've called the mayor, spoke to them, had great conversations with them. And then I see them ranting and raving out there, literally as though a call wasn't made.
Mr. Trump interviewed by Tom Yamas of NBC News. President says it was his idea to scale back the number of federal agents in Minnesota as long as local authorities hand over illegal immigrants jailed for serious crimes, including murder and drug dealing. The family of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, kidnapped from her Arizona home last weekend, is appealing for her safe return. Her daughter, Today Show Savannah Guthrie, and her siblings posted a video to Instagram appealing to the kidnappers.
We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she's alive. And that you have her.
Savannah describes her mother's health, her heart, as fragile, adding that she is without the medication she needs to survive. Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been mixed. The Dow futures currently down about 50 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
In the last 30 minutes or so, we had a bad wreck in the city. Northern Parkway between Lockhaven Boulevard and Hillen Road in that area around Waverly Way. The vehicle was overturned, had a rescue, had several people trapped. All of that investigation and that cleanup is still underway. So northeast side, not a lot of traffic there right now, but definitely the heads up on Northern Parkway in that area. We're looking at you live, and the lanes are open at both the harbor tunnels. No issues there. Good start for the Beltway. Very quiet on the JFX early from Ruxton Road into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
13 degrees in White Marsh and 12 in Joppa Town. It's 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore is yet again under a code blue extreme cold alert through Monday, February 9th. The alert comes as the city prepares for another round of frigid temperatures, strong winds, and a chance of light snow. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. A code blue is declared when forecasted temperatures, including wind chill, are expected to fall below 13 degrees or when conditions are severe enough to create a significant risk to someone's health. Freetown Elementary Elementary School is opening as scheduled this morning following a gun incident at the school on Wednesday. Classes were dismissed early yesterday after a 7-year-old brought a gun to school and it discharged, injuring the student's hand. There were other students in the classroom when the gun discharged, but no other injuries were reported. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 717, the pick 4, 5414. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Looks like the Orioles will have to put Plan B in motion because Plan A is headed to Detroit. Talking about Framber Valdez and his talented left arm, 3 years, $115 million to Motown. The Birds had a reported 3-year, $90 million deal on the table. MLB.com's Mark Feinstein, who broke the news, says the deal does come with some risks for Detroit.
You know, one of the questions about Valdez going into this winter was the character. You know, there was the situation last year where he crossed up his catcher and hit him in the chest with a fastball, and the catcher and called for a curveball.
Still available for Baltimore, the 43-year-old Justin Verlander, Lucas Giolito, Zach Gallen, or Chris Bassett. Now, someone who's not staying in Baltimore is T. Martin. Martin let go after 3 seasons as Ravens quarterbacks working directly with Lamar, making history in 2024. On the way in, reportedly, is Israel Wolfork, former quarterback coach with the Cardinals. He worked with Kyler Murray for the past 4 seasons, an up-and-comer known as a relationship builder. Coming up in 30 minutes, sports are no more at the Washington Post. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, February 5th, 2026. Coming up on the program today, a 7-year-old is injured with an accidental gun discharge at an elementary school in Anne Arundel County. Incredible story. Democrats soft tyranny examples today on the floor inside the general insane asylum and trying to silence Republicans and as well as get rid of our votes and representation. And top story here today, Governor Moore's latest whopper. And it is a whopper. Of course, Governor Moore, who obviously is going to be seeking the 28th Democrat presidential nomination, has a powerful family story of racial injustice he repeatedly tells during public speeches. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Moore is claiming his grandfather, as a small boy, fled the 1920 Charleston, South Carolina area with his family in the dead of night after his father, a prominent black minister, and Moore's great-grandfather angered the Ku Klux Klan with sermons condemning racism. Narrowly escaping a lynching, the family took refuge in Jamaica. But Moore's grandfather, just 6 years old at the time, vowed to return to America, where he eventually raised a grandson who made history in 2022 by becoming Maryland's first black governor. It's a story straight out of Hollywood. It was a central feature of Moore's 2022 campaign stump speech, in which he described a version of American patriotism wherein, quote, loving your country does not mean lying about its history, end of quote. Moore first told the tale of his exiled grandfather in a 2014 memoir, and has since retold it countless times as he seeks to reclaim patriotism for the Democrat Party and to contextualize his own unlikely rise to power. There is a problem with Governor Moore's story. It is flatly contradicted by historical records. It almost certainly is false. Moore's great-grandfather on his mother's side, the Reverend Josiah Johnson Thomas, did preach in the 1920s at a church in Pineville, South Carolina, about 65 miles north of Charleston. But historical records housed at the archives of the Protestant Episcopal Church in the diocese there undercut the three main elements of Governor Moore's story. One, that Thomas suddenly fled the country in secret. Two, that he was targeted by the Ku Klux Klan. And three, that he was a prominent preacher who spoke from the pulpit against racism. According to records, his great-granddad's, he did move to Jamaica, but it was an orderly and public transfer from South Carolina to the island of his birth, one that was, there's no evidence that he was being chased, hounded, or otherwise targeted or harassed, intimidated by the Klan. In fact, there wasn't even a chapter of the Klan operating out of Pineville, South Carolina at the time. So, again, you look at all of this stuff, and this is a pattern. There's a pattern of embellishment, of lying, of contradictions in his resume. We're going to list them all here in just a second. But so voters have to ask themselves, again, as you go to the ballot box this coming fall, is this who you want representing you? This is a guy right out of Central Casting. He reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama, the guy that voted president 57 times. Remember, Joe Biden said he was clean, articulate, the whole nine yards. This guy, you know, 82nd Airborne, tall, energetic, smiling, charismatic personality. But it's all, apparently, a caricature. Right out of Central Casting. So one wonders who really was, propping him up. Maybe it was the Soros types. Maybe it was the radical leftists that want to get their own little Trojan horse in first in Maryland, of course. And that was a stepping stone. Maryland was really not that important. It's a blue state. But it's a stepping stone to national office. So that's the grand plan here, is to get Moore in by hook or by crook. And it looks like mostly by crook. All right, we'll give the all the listings of the pattern of embellishments and falsehoods coming up in just a second. Get your reaction as well, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer today is Michelle Double X. Grisella, 613, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There is a broken down tractor trailer in the right lane, 95 southbound. It's between the Caton Avenue Bridge and the Beltway. And the problem is, as we well know, a lot of the snow is still there, frozen over, so there's no shoulder available. So he's sitting there in the right lane. He's had to wait to tow this thing. Going to be a while. So you have a backup coming down from 395 trying to get out to the Beltway. Right now, you'll need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. After that, you have a free roll straight on down to the Beltway from that point. But we're going to have a backup south of Camden Yards in that area. About 40 minutes ago now, had a wreck in the city. It was an overturned vehicle on Northern Parkway between Lockraven Boulevard and Hillen Road. That investigation was still underway. Some people were trapped. They've been taken to the hospital now, but the investigation and city police are still there. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. No problems right now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a cold morning warming up to near 32 today. And then tracking some snow for Friday with really cold temperatures. Polar vortex back at it Saturday and into Sunday. So we had a brief little break from the bone-chilling temperatures, but they'll be back. In fact, it's kind of cold right now. 12 degrees in Columbia. And let's see where the hot spot is here this morning. Ah, Ocean City's 28. So if you really want to warm up, hey, Danny Ocean, hon, time for some one-liner news. An effort to promote clean coal, the Trump administration has created a new mascot called Coley. He's cute. He's got a yellow miner's helmet, yellow boots, yellow safety vest. You know, sort of like Chuck dresses for work.
With a cone on my head.
That's right. Of course, the left is unveiling their new mascot called Windy. It's going to be a...
Named after the show.
Apparently it's
everyone knows it's Windy.
Apparently it's Bill
yes,
Clinton.
Thank you. Association that is.
It's Bill Clinton's favorite mascot. In a recent podcast, New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel said he would cut his genitalia in half.
Oh, dear.
To win another Super Bowl.
What?
Wow.
Man.
That's pretty intense.
Do? There'd be nothing left.
He was apparently he's added Lorena Bobbitt to his training staff.
Oh. Sounds about right.
Senator Mitch McConnell's in the hospital with the flu, but he's so old they think it's the Spanish flu of 1918.
It's back.
Nicki Minaj is now claiming to be a moon landing denier.
Oh.
So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
No. So,
somebody change her mind.
Really as dumb as a box of moon rocks there. Sydney Sweeney, Justin Bieber are the latest celebrities to sell their own lines of underwear. It used really? To be tequila. Celebrities would sell tequila,
now selling,
right?
Skivvies?
Now they're selling skivvies, absolutely.
I think Kim Kardashian has her own line.
Yeah, well, yeah, well. She does as well.
Like the butt floss, probably.
I don't think anybody's going to be flocking for the underwear line of Whoopi or Joy.
No.
Tom Holman announced 700 federal officers are leaving Minneapolis immediately. Usually ICE doesn't recede in Minneapolis until June, right? It's warm out there.
Right.
Again, it is... a sad day yesterday. Savannah Guthrie, who's desperately looking for her mom, Nancy, and a ransom note was found. But she had a heartfelt plea that was broadcast on national television yesterday.
We, too, have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. We are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her. We want to hear from you, and we are ready to listen. Please reach out to us.
Yeah, in fact, police say they do. In fact, this was a crime scene. There are blood drops leading from the entryway outside down the house pathway towards the driveway. She does need heart medication. They're asking for proof of life. And right now, here's the problem with AI.
Yeah.
With AI, it's going to be very difficult. You're going to have forensic FBI team come in and look at some of this stuff, because it's not just, snap a picture with a newspaper anymore. You can do that. You can manufacture that online.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Anything you can do. It's terrifying.
Today is National Fart Day. It's an actual holiday, so keep that open mind.
So they celebrate maybe, already in Australia,
maybe
right?
Maybe an open window. But this has been celebrated for decades. In fact, we have historical records of this.
This station presents Farts Ending Great Speeches in History. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ooh, and skid marks.
Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Ooh, I think I just tore a little hole in it myself.
And who could forget the first man to fart on the moon?
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Ooh, that's gonna linger in zero gravity.
Farts ending great speeches in history.
I think we've discovered a new bit here on the...
Yeah, that's not bad. But the guy on the moon, they never saw him again because he farted so hard he ended up on Uranus.
Good one.
Set him up for that one. Do you know the ShamWow guy? Okay.
Yeah.
His real name is Offer Vince Shlomi. That's his real name. He's known as the Sham. He's actually running for Congress. in Texas as a Republican, this might be one of the greatest political ads I've ever heard from the ShamWow guy.
Hey, it's Vince. I'm running for Congress against this guy. Stop having a politician that's worse than Biden.
For discretionary funding.
Instead, vote for me, a guy who's not half dead. I'm going to soak up the swamp, clean the house, and pick up those liberal tears at the same time. I'm going to slap chop the nuts out of the woke, making less blue-haired commies and more red-blooded Americans. Vote for me so I can represent you and the ones that can't stand up for themselves.
Vote for ShamWow!
Paid for by offer bid ShamWow Show for Congress.
Good line.
The ShamWow guy says he's going to slam
chop. Get with the My Pillow guy and make a team together.
Well, Mike Lindell's running for governor of Minnesota. Yeah,
he's run before, I think, for another office. But
crazy stuff. All right, we're off and running here this morning, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Coming up, your reaction to Governor Moore. We got Paz says if Moore will lie about his military awards, he will lie about anything. We have the evidence. We'll present the pattern, the body of work, and then you decide if the man is a faker or just a victim of his own, press officers. Who knows? 6:20, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. Are you thinking about fixing up your home before you sell it? My Fix It to Sell program gives you the money upfront to repair or improve your home, and you pay us back when it sells. Visit VinnySteo.com. That's VinnySteo.com.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour. You are on KCN Company, folks, reacting to the governor and his latest, of course, embellishment, lie, falsehood, misunderstanding, whatever you want to call it. Marty says the next thing you're going to tell me is that there is no Maryland College Football Hall of Fame. Come on now. Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. It is we have a bunch of... Let's look at the evidence here, what we have for Governor Moore, because it has been ongoing. The other Wes Moore, remember that book? So Moore has falsely claimed he was born and grew up in Baltimore, which he did not. That he was inducted into the Maryland College Football Hall of Fame, an organization that doesn't exist. That he received a Bronze Star for his service in Afghanistan, which he had not. That in 2006, he was considered a foremost expert on radical Islam based on his graduate thesis, which he never submitted to Oxford University's library and can no longer locate. That he was a doctoral candidate at Oxford in 2006, a claim he has no documentation to support and on which Oxford refuses to comment. And that he had a difficult childhood in the Bronx and Baltimore despite attending New York City's elite private Riverdale Country School, where John F. Kennedy went to school as a child, and not living in Baltimore until college when he attended Johns Hopkins University, another elite private school. He really had a rough childhood, didn't he? Now the latest is his granddaddy, great-granddaddy, was chased by the KKK to Jamaica. No evidence whatsoever of that. And we'll give the governor benefit of the doubt. Maybe if you can provide some documentation of this claim. And we'll reconsider. 6:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Delays leaving the city, 95 southbound, if you're coming down from Camden Yards at 395, down towards the Caton Avenue ramp. And just beyond that, there's a broken down tractor trailer in the right lane. A heavy duty wrecker just pulled in there. and they're going to hook up and see if they can get this thing out of here. But in the meantime, there's a backup now slowly working its way back towards 395. As you're coming out of the city, get a little bit further down from Washington Boulevard, stay in the center and the left-hand lane. After that incident with the broken-down truck, you'll be okay out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold morning, warming up to near 32. That's it. Warming up to 32? That's a little bit of a contradiction. Did Governor Moore write this forecast? I'm just curious. Tracking some snow for Friday with really cold temperatures on the Saturday. So the vortex is back just when we don't need it. Clear and 13 right now in Baltimore, 21 in Stevensville. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you'd like to join us here on the governor's latest whopper, or, you know, would-be whopper. I don't know what it is about these people that embellish on their resume when they already have impressive resumes, okay? Serving in the military, 82nd Airborne, but then he had to go and say he was a Bronze Star recipient when he had never been awarded the Bronze Star, and then they had to scramble to get him one, okay? And from the people that I know in the military is just really upset. Ed has now texted in. He says, your show is disgusting. Your sponsor should be ashamed. I guess he didn't like the National Fart Day. Ed, you can be more specific. I'd appreciate it. Let's see. We've got August says, and if the Ku Klux Klan was the Democrat Party, so what's he talking about? That's actually accurate. The Ku Klux Klan was the enforcement wing, the military wing of the Democrat Party. So that's something that clearly the Democrats would like to try, I think, distance themselves from in the near future. All right, 626, 26 minutes after you are 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you want to read the story for yourself, it's from the Washington Free Beacon, rather. It says, Westmore says the KKK chased his great-grandfather out of South Carolina. Historical records tell a different story. This is Andrew Kerr. I believe this is the same writer that revealed the thesis at Oxford when he claimed to be one of the world's foremost known experts on radical Islamic terrorism. And that's evolved. That's changed a couple of times. Since the story. More story about his grandfather may be 100 years old, writes Kerr, but for centuries, churches, including those that serve poor communities, have kept detailed records about their congregants and even more so about their clergy. Moore's great-grandfather, referred to as the Reverend J.J. Thomas, in contemporary reporting, served as a clergyman at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Pineville, South Carolina, under the South Carolina Colored Convocation, according to annual directories of the Episcopal Church. And Thomas did work at that church from 22 to late 1924, following an eight-year stint preaching at various Presbyterian churches. But from that point, Governor Moore's narrative falls apart. During an appearance on Andrew Yang's podcast in 2020, Moore said the Ku Klux Klan ran his grandfather and the rest of my family out of this country, not just out of Charleston, South Carolina. In 2023... Time magazine added that Moore's great-grandfather was targeted for lynching, making the governor well acquainted with the case against America. Moore said in a May commencement speech at Lincoln University, historically black college in Pennsylvania, that his grandfather was chased away by the Ku Klux Klan because my great-grandfather was the vocal minister in the community. Quote, being black and outspoken was a crime, even if it wasn't on the books. So in the middle of the night, they fled. My grandfather may have been just a boy, but he never forgot what happened that night. End of quote. The Episcopal Church archival records tell a different story. They show Moore's great-grandfather was transferred from the church he worked at to Jamaica, then a British colony, to take over for a Jamaican priest who died. There is no suggestion that the move was hurried or secret, as Moore has stated. Jamaica was a natural fit for his great-grandfather, who was born on that island in 1880 and held a government-appointed post as a marriage officer before he came to the United States. So, once again, don't know if this was repeated to him, and he's repeating a false story that he's been told since he was a young man, or whether this is an actual embellishment once again. But it fits the pattern, doesn't it? How many times Or we can listen to Governor Moore tell us something, and it turns out that it's not accurate, that it's false, that it's an embellishment, that it is maybe a distortion of history. And that goes to the man himself. So when he tells you he'll stand with the people, when he tells you leave no one behind, when he tells you that the MPRP plan won't see the light of day at all, how could we possibly believe him? How could we possibly trust his word when he makes it to Marylanders? I'd like to know your thoughts. 410-922-6680 at 630. Time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore County paramedic has been arrested following a series of tampering allegations. 36-year-old Christopher Carroll is accused of masturbating and urinating on common spaces, co-workers' food, and fire equipment. An investigation began in November after detectives received reports that the contaminated items were later consumed. Detectives say Carroll allegedly posted pornographic videos of the incidents online and on subscriber websites. Carroll faces 23 counts that include destruction of property and knowingly and willfully causing another to ingest bodily fluids. A bail review hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. City police are investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to a home in the 2700 block of Carver Road shortly after 3 p.m. Wednesday, where they found a man with an apparent gunshot wound to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition, and police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. There's no word yet on a suspect. And Brandon Scott says the Safe Street Zone in Park Heights has gone 387 days without a homicide. The last murder that took place within the boundaries was recorded on January 12, 2025, in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road. The mayor says since then, the site has conducted more than 230 mediations that prevented potentially violent conflicts from escalating into a shooting or a homicide. City Council President Zeke Cohen says a full year without a homicide in the Park Heights catchment zone is more than a statistic. It's lives saved, families kept whole, and proof that evidence-based intervention works. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
6:31 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That delay on I-95 is still there. If you're coming south, eventually out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you come down through Camden Yards at 395. Right after that, you're going to start to see some brake lights. The problem is a broken down tractor trailer on the right side after the Caton Avenue Bridge and before you get to the Beltway. The wrecker is there. They have not yet hooked up. Looks like there's no reason at all right now that it's going to be gone in the next couple of minutes. So it's still occupying the right lane. Big delays coming south. Try to stay to the center and the left-hand lane as you're moving through there. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, 895 southbound for the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. You'll have some brake lights now beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
After weeks of speculation by national media and baseball insiders, it turns out that Framber Valdez will not be coming to Baltimore, opting instead for Detroit. 3 years, $115 million. The Orioles reportedly had a three-year, $90 million offer on the table. By adding the two-time All-Star and World Series champion, the Tigers now have a staff anchored by Valdez and back-to-back AL Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. And so with less than a week now before pitchers and catchers report, O's manager Craig Albernaz was asked how he's feeling about his team right now.
I felt good about this club when I initially took the job, you know, and that just speaks to the team that Mike and his group have constructed, both in the player development side and acquisition side, and what I love.
More coaching changes for the Ravens this morning, letting quarterback coach T. Martin go. Martin had worked directly with Lamar for the last three seasons. The team is bringing in Israel Wolfork, formerly Kyler Murray's quarterback coach in Arizona. Here is Wolfork on the number one characteristic an NFL quarterback he thinks must have.
First, it starts with just being a competitor. I think if you don't like to compete, I think you get exposed in the NFL. I think this is the best of the best, and it's the 1% of the world in the athletes, so obviously competition is one.
Other Ravens coaching news, head coach Jesse Minter reportedly bringing one of his assistants from L.A. to Baltimore. Miles Taylor will be hired as an assistant DB coach per the Athletics' Jeff Zrebeck. Huge trade in the NBA yesterday, and it involves the Wizards. Washington acquiring 10-time All-Star big man Anthony Davis in an 8-player blockbuster from the Mavericks. 5 additional draft picks were included as well. The big name going to Dallas's forward Chris Middleton. Elsewhere, Hall of Famer to be Chris Paul goes from the Clippers to the Raptors in a 3-team trade, and Paul could be on the move again. Toronto not requiring him to report. He may be dealt today by the 3 p.m. NBA trade deadline. And finally, some sad news to report to you this morning. One of the last great iron arms of yesteryear in Major League Baseball has passed away peacefully yesterday. Talking about southpaw Mickey Lolich, who pitched 3 complete game victories for the Tigers and outdueled Bob Gibson in the 1968 World Series against the Cardinals. Now, Lolich was originally a right-hander. He was right-handed at birth, actually, but a broken left collarbone at the age of 5 made him strengthen his left arm, and a star eventually was born. Lolich pitched 16 years in the major leagues, winning 217 games. The great Mickey Lolich passing away at the age of 85. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the death of sports at the Washington Post.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and say.
You know, that really is quite a story about Mickey Lolich being born as a right-hander. You know, not a right-hand pitcher, obviously, but just with his right hand dominant, and then suffering that injury and then becoming a lefty, and look what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. And, in fact, I remember having his baseball card when I was growing up. For some reason, Mickey Lolich just stuck out because he was such a great pitcher.
He was a great pitcher, and he wasn't the body that you would think, you know, of an athlete, right? And actually, ironically, later, he became a donut shop operator.
Yes.
He opened up a donut shop. Detroit.
Kind of reminds us of David Wells. Remember him?
Right, exactly. Hey, this thing about the Washington Post, this was a crusher yesterday.
Yeah.
Not entirely surprising in terms of them letting go journalists, but closing the sports department completely was a shocker.
Yeah, they just weren't losing money. They were hemorrhaging money, upwards of losses of $100 million in 1 year. So they had to do something. But how do you just, the only thing I used to read the Post for, right, I used to call it Washington Compost, was for the sports section. Because I got to follow the Redskins and the Caps and so on and so forth. And a lot of the Maryland sports, DeMatha, and so on and so forth. Now you're not going to have any of that. So it's just, but you look at the number. We were talking earlier this morning off air about the number of left-wing sports writers there.
It's a full
Feinstein,
roster. Right.
Christine Brennan, Michael Wilbon,
Tony Kornheiser. All of them.
All of them. I don't even think there was a single one that ever swung from the right. So
what do you do now in D.C.?
Yeah. Well, you got the Washington Times, which doesn't have a big sports, but somebody will fill the gap. Somebody
How about Stein on Sports here
Stein
at WCBN?
Stein on Sports, we'll syndicate it.
Clear as a bell in D.C. Absolutely. No, that is true, actually. Yeah. I'm driving in D.C. all the time because my son lives there. You can hear CBM clear as a bell.
Yeah, absolutely, during the day, daytime power.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gary, appreciate that. It is, remember all the people that when Jocelyn Peña Melnick was going to be nominated as Speaker, all the Republicans, not all, but a lot of Republicans praised the whole thing, saying that she was going to be fair, that they may not agree with her politics, but she always gave her a fair shot, she was a great colleague to work with, blah, 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 blah. And who warned you? Who warned you that she was a radical leftist worse than Adrian Jones could ever hope to be? It was, I hate to claim credit for it, but I was right there at that. And it played out the other day on the redistricting floor debate. Delegate Lauren Erickson of Harford County got up to say her piece during the redistricting debate, and then Jocelyn Peña Melnick imposed her version of soft tyranny. Here's how it sounded.
That was a terrible bill and a terrible policy. Appalling. But you guys, many of you voted for you. Not the new guys. I know it wasn't you.
Delegate, let's stay with this bill, please.
It's third reader debate, Madam Speaker.
No, but it's you still have to stay with a reader, with a bill, please.
Madam Speaker, you know, with all due respect, my colleague from Charles County was allowed to go on a 40-minute tirade about Donald Trump on a bill about redistricting. I'm speaking about immigration policy.
He connected it, and many people that are here were not here when that bill came. So please, respectfully, let's just stay with the bill.
Respectfully, I'm educating them, Madam Speaker, on the bill that had a huge impact on why we're here today. That is exactly what I'm doing.
Let's stay with the facts of this bill, please. There's still a whole list of people that want to speak, or I'm going to take the call and then just let you explain the vote. I've been really flexible. Let's just stay with the bill, please.
This has been the opposite of flex. You have called me out specifically for doing what you would have allowed the majority party to do repeatedly. You have called me out specifically more than once after many people have gone on wild tangents unrelated
to the topic. We are not going to get into it. Please stay with the bill, okay?
You know what, Madam
Speaker?
Because
what happens is if you do that, guess what? Someone else is going to get up and they're going to do the same. So from my perspective, as I'm standing here, one action has a reaction. You can go ahead and do it, but someone else is going to get up and do the same thing.
I'm very confused with the inequity in treatment, Madam Speaker. I'm disappointed.
I hope you don't take it that way, but please stay with.
I do take it that way. Absolutely.
I'm sorry you're taking it that way.
It's really a sad thing when we are allowed to spend 40 minutes talking about Donald Trump on a redistricting bill.
That was different. He was.
Oh, okay.
He was the floor leader. As the floor leader.
So what?
Okay. He was the floor leader that introduced the bill, and there was an amendment.
So what?
It's very different.
Okay.
He was the floor leader on that bill.
That's very different.
So to understand,
are you going to continue or not? Because
censorship.
I will go ahead and then
Madam
call
Speaker.
On the next person. Are you going to continue or not?
I have one more clarifying question. I just want to understand.
No questions. Stick with the issue. I am not on the floor. Please.
This is really unbelievable, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker.
I'm calling on the parliamentarian.
Oh, yeah, like she's any better.
Madam
Another
Speaker,
Democrat flunky.
Colleague, I just want to remind the body that the Speaker determines all points of order. The Speaker determines us keeping our procedure moving, and that is very, very clear in our rules. The Speaker has asked simply that on third reader, while we can have long comments, which we've had a lot of lately, but they must stay on the topic of the bill. That's what she is pointing out. We shouldn't be having a back and forth argument with the Speaker. Her point about us staying on the bill is 100% accurate. The question before the House right now is, shall this bill pass? Each person that's standing up should be making their point as to why the bill should pass or why the bill should not pass. That is the only topic that should be discussed, and that is the question before the House. So let's please refrain from having a back and forth with Madam Speaker. She determines all points of order, and I just want to respectfully just ask the colleague, we're all ready to listen to your points around the bill in terms of why it should or should not pass, and if we can move forward with that discussion, please.
Don't Thank question you. The
Excellent.
Queen.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
No, I am going to recognize the young lady from Hartford that is talking. Please, go ahead, proceed.
Thank you, Madam Thank Speaker. Thank you. This chamber feels like it's being run like a third world dictatorship that is silencing the opinions of the minority.
Bingo.
That's what it feels like, and I said what I said.
All right, we'll discuss in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic. It's Pumpty Johnson.
The broken down tractor trailer still there, right lane, southbound 95 after the Caton Avenue Bridge, and it's still affecting traffic there. We're still backed up a little more than a half mile as you're coming south from Washington Boulevard. You'll need to be in the center and the left-hand lanes. After that, perfectly clear down to the Beltway. You can make your move to and from 695 without any problem. I'm not sure this is a wreck or a broken down vehicle. 95 south near the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. So just south of the Beltway coming into Rosedale. Car stopped on the right side. There had been a report of an accident in that area. I'm not sure if that's it. We'll see once the state police arrive there. So far, they're getting around it without much of a problem. The west side outer loop delays now going to begin very quickly from Liberty Road down across the bridge at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast cold to start, but we're allegedly warming up to 32. That'll feel nice and toasty compared to 15. Some snow maybe for Friday. Really cold temperatures on Saturday. Right now it is 13 in Glen Burnie and a tropical heat wave in Pasadena, 14. Degrees there. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Yeah, I think cow flatulence is good.
That sounded like somebody I know.
Oh, boy. But leave the members of The View out of this.
Right. For real.
All right. Roses are red, violets are blue. Inflation is high, so it's nuggets for two. Apparently. Folks are taking Valentine's Day or trying to save some dough, save a few coin. Mm-hmm. And the new survey out of 3,000 couples on where they would take their Valentine's Day date. Number five is Taco Bell.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
For couples who treat Valentine's Day with humor, it's cheap, customizable, and slightly chaotic. All right, number four, Dairy Queen.
It's all right.
DQ isn't really about dinner. It's about dessert. First logic, couples choosing Dairy Queen are kind of tuning in nostalgia, spontaneity, and low expectations in the best possible way. Number three, Domino's. A practical romantic's choice. Delivery removes friction, timing stress, and awkward waits. It's reliable, predictable, and easy to build an evening around.
Friction is not good on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
McDonald's. Is number two, the classic that never lets anyone down. It's familiar, fast, oddly celebratory on its own way, especially for couples who grew up sharing McFlurries or late-night fries. And finally, number one, if you want to go to Valentine's Day and save a few coins, Chick-fil-A appeals to couples who want to play it safe without feeling cheap. It's familiar, polite, and quietly dependable, the kind of place that signals, I tried, even if the setting is casual. Try to avoid one with a children's playground. That might be the best option.
Oh, my
there.
Goodness.
Taco Bell bringing back crispy chicken nuggets with the new Hidden Valley Diablo Ranch.
Oh, Diablo.
Whoa.
Ooh, Diablo. Still waiting on that Debbie and Chuck White over at the Waffle House in Brooksville, Cortez Boulevard.
Not going to happen.
And Chick-fil-A is testing the new avocado sriracha BLT sandwich and sweet chili lime crunch sandwich. I might go for that.
That would be good.
All of these are sounding good so far.
Yeah, good stuff. It'll bring a little heat, right?
All we right, need it this time of year.
Exactly. But don't bring it today. for obvious reasons. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. So you heard it. What was your reaction to the soft tyranny of Jocelyn Pena Melnick? Delegate Aragon has written a letter to the speaker protesting her treatment. I do not take personal offense at your mistreatment of me on the floor yesterday. I do take offense on behalf of the more than 43,000 residents of Maryland whose voices I speak for. She goes on to give 10 different examples of how people talked about the bill without the contents of the bill. That strayed way far afield of the bill. Talking about Delegate Wilson, the floor leader, about Trump. Delegate Colson about health care deductibles and poverty. Delegate Shetty about SNAP. Delegate Pasteur on education. Delegate Boyce on renewables and climate change. On and on and on. It goes 10 different examples of how Democrats were allowed to venture far afield from the bill's topic of redistricting, and she was shut down. Her free speech, they're not interested in debate, because when it's about ideas, they lose. That's why they have to try to mute and silence conservatives like Delegate Lauren Arakin. It is just disgusting and despicable behavior on the part, and I warned you about Pena Melnick. Oh, and on redistricting, she's a fake, phony, and a fraud. Here's what she said in 2018. Quote, I have co-sponsored various bills to eliminate gerrymandering, and most recently, HB 1022. The bill would have limited gerrymandering congressional districts by requiring each district consist of adjoining territory that is compact in form and has a substantially equal population. It also requires that due regard should be given to natural boundaries and the boundaries of political subdivisions. That's not what she voted for and what she jammed through the House on redistricting, the governor's redistricting bill. So, again, another poser, if you will. And then Kathy Shalega, she's trying to get a hearing, a public hearing on her fairness in girls' sports legislation, HB 63. Once again, Jocelyn. And by the way, Shalega praised Jocelyn Pena Melnick for her fairness and her cordiality. Well, I didn't get her anywhere because she shot her down, won't give her a public hearing on fairness of women and girls in sports. In fact, they just have a committee hearing, a sponsor hearing. That's it. That's all you get. So that'll teach the Republicans, maybe. 6:51, and I want to tell you about Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Right now we're focusing on heating because we need it. We need that heating system to work at peak efficiency. You know, if you haven't changed your air filter recently and you haven't had it checked out or a maintenance, you really should have a regular maintenance twice a year in the springtime, right before springtime and right before wintertime. Have Tim Kyle come out, as they've done for my home. It's really not that expensive at all, and it's well worth the investment. You know, I'd rather spend, you know, 50, 60, 70 bucks, whatever it is, rather than a $400, $500, $600 repair bill, right? And that's how you keep things in good shape. And they'll do that. Just call today, 410-876-9404. Schedule your maintenance check on your heating system today, 410-876-9404. Or you can schedule it at timkylecompany.com and tell them I told you to call.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at lorienassistedliving.com. to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Hi, this is Rod Barrowy. Be sure to listen to our top nationally ranked Safe Retirement Solutions radio show right here on WCBM every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 and Saturday morning from 11 to 12 exclusively on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those to the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I love this one. Marty says Izzy Patoka would take his Valentine's date to the Pikesville Armory. That's a true story. He said that. Wow. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes.
Go in there and shoot her mouth off.
Yeah. I was going to say, Chuck never took any of his exes to the any place there were guns.
I'm armed, weapons. But she's dangerous. That's the difference. What are you going to do when you got a little girl like that with a big shotgun? You know what I'm saying? It looks like that broken down vehicle might be clear now from 95 south after the Caton Avenue ramp. The pace is much better now coming south through that area after the overpass and the ramp there at DeSoto Road. So it looks like we're improving there. The problem is now northbound 95 coming up from Howard County. There's a report of an accident and a sea of delay. It's in the area of the airport cutoff. So up around I-195, that's where the accident is. And we're actually getting delays for that traffic north from Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. It's a cold start to the day. We're only going to get high today of 32. And maybe some snow Friday with really cold temperatures on Saturday. Right now, 13 in Severn under clear skies, and it's 12 in Reisterstown. It has happened again. A 7-year-old child snuck a firearm into a elementary school, and it accidentally went off, injuring the 7-year-old child. Here's Anne Arundel County police spokesman detailing what happened.
There was a student, a 7-year-old second grade student, in a classroom in possession of a firearm, and at a certain point that firearm discharged.
Yeah, now police believe this was not intentional. They think it was an accidental discharge of the firearm.
We're investigating this as an accidental discharge. The nature of the specifics surrounding the discharge is what we're looking into. That's still under investigation, along with how the child obviously obtained that weapon.
Yeah, yesterday morning, about 8:30, Freetown Elementary, Glen Burnie. Parents were alerted that shots had been fired inside the school.
I didn't think I would even deal with something like this. This is stuff I see on the news. To live through it, it really had me riled up.
This is really freaking me out because I couldn't expect this, like a young kid coming to school with a gun.
Classroom teacher quickly secured the gun, provided aid to the injured student until they were transported to a hospital for treatment. No other students in the classroom were harmed, but that's not the point. They could have been harmed. They could have been killed. This could have been a school shooter. Why, we don't know where he got the gun, how he got the gun, and why he brought the gun. We still don't know the answers to that. A spokesperson, public spokesperson for Anne Arundel County Schools, Bob Moser, was asked, well, what about metal detectors in Anne Arundel County Schools?
To be clear, they're not a panacea. They're not a cure-all. We've had the metal detector discussion in this county many times. There's not an appetite for metal detectors.
Well, there is among the parents, Bob.
Metal detectors, pat every kid down, check every book bag in sight. For a 7-year-old to have a gun is crazy.
Yeah, again, how many more times does this happen? How many more times does this happen before people, and again, you got Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman, who is clueless. You got Bob Moser, who is clueless, saying there's no appetite for metal detectors. Really? Bob, you must not have any children in school. Because if I had children in public school right now, you're damn tootin'. I would want metal detectors. I'd want all backpacks to be checked. I don't care if it takes an hour, to do it. You know, go to school early. Start the, open the doors at 7:30 and start examining. And you can hire somebody else to do it. You don't have to have teachers involved in all that. Have experts. What about retired military? You know, we have retired police officers, corrections officers, and military that serve as, crossing guards. Why not school guards? There's a novel concept. It's not my idea. It's come up for other people before. But don't you think that children deserve to feel safe at school? Well, don't you feel, Michelle, hang on a second, don't you feel that parents and grandparents also should feel when they send their children or grandchildren to school, they should feel safe as well?
Well, I was just thinking that they can't even afford to put air conditioners in some of the schools.
Fair point.
Yeah, they don't even think about that.
But yet, how much money are we spending per pupil in Maryland?
Exactly.
How much money? Blueprint for the future. All this, again, this is teachers' unions. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Because, and you should get behind this 100%. Now, I'm not saying the teachers have to do it, because I know the teachers aren't trained to spot firearms or to, you know, but remember we had the one, it was at a school, I think it was at a high school in Baltimore, was it Dundalk, where they had the bag of potato chips that looked like a gun, right. And police were called? All right, so you're on the side of caution.
Mm-hmm, right.
But that's what we need. We need to have some human intelligence, some signal intelligence, and we need to start protecting these children. This could have ended up tragic. It's tragic that a 7-year-old shot himself accidentally in a elementary school in Glen Burnie. But what we have now is, again, this could have been, it could have been everybody in class. He could have gone there with a vengeance. And I'd like to know about the parents. You know, was this the parents' gun? Did they not secure their firearm from their 7-year-old? How did the 7-year-old get it? You know, obviously it wasn't secure if a 7-year-old gets his hand on a gun. Or did he get it from somebody else if it wasn't the parents? So these are we want to know these questions. And I'm just curious, when Bob Moser says there's no appetite for metal detectors in Anne Arundel County Public Schools, is he accurate? Is he telling the truth, or is he just whistling past the graveyard? Give us a call, let us know. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Mackenzie Frost joins us at 837 this morning. Coming up next, Tom Holman announcing a drawdown, but with an asterisk. And we'll tell you what the asterisk is. Also, Maryland teachers opposing a life-saving device in schools. And we'll take you to Ed Hale's Energy Press Conference as well. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. expires today. It removes limits on their atomic arsenals for the first time in more than a half century.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed readiness to stick to the treaty's limits for another year if the U.S. agreed. President Trump has been noncommittal, saying that he wants China to be a part of it, a push that Beijing has rebuffed. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Lin Jian, told a news conference that China would not participate in the treaty because China's nuclear forces were not at all on the same scale as Russia and the U.S.
Correspondent Karen Chamas. Head of tomorrow's U.S.-Iran nuclear talks, President Trump says Iran's supreme leader should be very worried if he's trying to rebuild his country's nuclear program. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie's family is pleading for her safe return. The mother of the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie was abducted from her Arizona home last weekend. Savannah and her siblings posting a video to Instagram appealing to the kidnappers.
We need to know, without a doubt, that she's alive and that you have her.
The family posted the message Wednesday after police conducted a search in and around Nancy Guthrie's home for several hours.
Mommy.
The Today Show host also with a message for her mother.
You are God's precious daughter, Nancy. We believe and know that even in this valley, he is with you.
I'm Ben Thomas.
All patients safely evacuated following last night's fire at the Orthopedic Institute of Lehigh Valley Hospital, Dixon City, Pennsylvania, just north of Scranton. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 23 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 26. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound 95 leaving Howard County is still slow. The wreck was up around the airport cutoff. I'm looking at the camera here right at 195. It appears to be just north of that ramp area and before the beltway. So we're moving traffic. The backup in Howard County kind of lightened up just a little bit, but you're still slower than you would be normally through that area. A couple of accidents now on Route 175, one in Howard County at Columbia Gateway Drive. The other wreck very close to the BW Parkway on 175 would be near the ramp at 295. We're up now to about a 15-minute delay southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
15 degrees in Parkville, 11 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Howard County residents turned out to support a pair of anti-ice measures during a Wednesday night council meeting. One bill would ban privately owned detention facilities, and the other that would establish guidance on how local agencies interact with ICE. Some speakers who testified said ICE facilities don't belong in the county, and others told the council they don't want the county to become a site where people are held in cages for profit. Both of the measures are expected to pass during a final vote that is scheduled for today. Annapolis police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon stabbing that left a man in serious condition. Officers responded to the Captain's Circle area at around 4:30 p.m. for an initial report of a shooting, but when they arrived, they found the victim had been stabbed. Investigators say the stabbing happened during a dispute between two people who are known to each other. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 717, the pick four 5414. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota in 6 days, and the news comes this morning that Framber Valdez will not be one of them. The Mercurial left-hander opting to sign with the Tigers instead, 3 years, $115 million. One of those pitchers that will report, however, is Shane Baz, acquired by the Birds from the Rays in an off-season deal. Here's Baz on what he's walking into.
Well, They've had a great rotation the past couple years, a great bullpen. I think it's just a team with a ton of firepower really all over the place.
Baz, a four-year veteran, tossed 166 innings last year for Tampa Bay, 10-12 with an ERA of 4.87. More on new Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, entrusted with the Ravens attack, just 2 years removed from an historic season. Doyle worked under Sean Payton for 6 years, 4 years as an offensive assistant in New Orleans, two as tight ends coach in Denver. Here he is talking about the biggest thing he took away from the Super Bowl winning coach.
The biggest thing was the learning how to run a room, how to, stand up and deal with, anybody can stand up when it's going well, but when it's not going good, when you're the Denver Broncos and you're 1-5, you got to stand up in front of that tight end room and lead and get those guys on the same page and say, listen, we're not out of it. you know, we have to get back to our process.
Meanwhile, Broncos fans still trying to figure out why the team would let go offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi after a top-notch 2025. Sports Radio 104.3 in Denver on the Orange and Blue football show.
10th in total offense. It's Sean Payton's first top 10 offense without Drew Brees since Drew Brees' retirement. So
Davis Webb was a hot commodity this offseason. The quarterback's coach, he interviewed for the Ravens head coaching job twice with the Raiders, eventually chose Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. Davis Webb now will be elevated in Denver. Coming up in 30 minutes, are Oriole fans willing to look at 2025 as a mulligan? And that is done on sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Michelle Double X Dracella. And, of course, coming up in this hour, which members of The View have been mentioned in the Epstein files? We're going to name names later this hour. Also, Ed Hale had an energy crisis presser just the other day, largely ignored by the media, but we'll tell you what he had to say. And Maryland teachers are refusing to, they're posing a life-saving device in classrooms, and we'll wonder why. Top story here today, the border chief, I don't like the word czar, border chief Tom Homan, who's now directing the ground operations for ICE in Minnesota. Apparently, he's had some very fruitful and productive conversations with Tampon Tim and Small Fry in Little Mogadishu. And Homan announced yesterday they've agreed to draw down 700 ICE agents.
As a result of the need for less law enforcement officers to do this work in a safer environment, I have announced effective immediately we will draw down 700 people affected today.
Now that's out of 2,000 ICE agents on the ground. So it's about 20% roughly or so. And he said, but there are going to be no more drawdowns.
We're not going to do any further drawdowns if the hate, the rhetoric, and the attacks on ICE, the impediment and interference doesn't cease. This is on you now.
It is. It's on the people of Minnesota. It's on the elected officials of Minnesota. And the reason why he's agreed to take 700 agents out of the, which is actually, I said 20, it's about 30%. Actually is the unprecedented cooperation he's getting from all the other law enforcement organizations in and around Minneapolis.
We currently have an unprecedented number of counties communicating with us now and allowing ICE to take custody of illegal aliens before they hit the streets. Unprecedented cooperation.
And make no mistake about it, the Trump administration promised mass deportations, and it's Holman's job to deliver on that promise.
President Trump made a promise of mass deportation. I made a promise of mass deportation, and it's happening, and it's continuing to happen for the next 3 years. We're not slowing down. As President Trump has said, worst first. But if you're in the country legally, you're not off the table.
Here, closer to home, we apparently had a ICE agent that was hit by a vehicle in the Salisbury area. So we're looking into that here this morning. We'll get some more details as soon as we have them. But remember, we announced yesterday the worst of the worst. Some of the individuals that have been arrested by ICE here in Maryland, and of course, it's going to be holly income free for MS-13, the rest of the gangbangers, since this emergency bill passed, the elimination of 287G here in Maryland. For instance, people like Isaias Morales Urias, convicted of sex assault, illegal reentry, driving under the influence, was arrested in Baltimore just the other day. Another individual, Manuel Portillo Cardoza of El Salvador, convicted of assault, lewd, or lascivious acts with a minor, arrested in Towson. He'll be roaming the streets again, or people like him. Luis Aguiar Rodriguez, convicted of assault and larceny in Baltimore. He's from Honduras, thanks to the Democrats, who only care about the illegal alien vote and not the illegal alien criminal. There's Carlos Perez Ramirez, convicted of burglary, driving under the influence. He was arrested in Frederick. He's from Guatemala. And finally, arrested in Dundalk the other day, Mauro Etza Wazahari, convicted of assault in Dundalk. I've got hundreds of pages of these. You go to the Homeland Security DHS website and just type in worst of the worst, and it all comes, and you can choose by state. Choose by state. Hundreds of these. And they're going to be roaming our streets, preying, and mostly on their own immigrant communities. I'm shocked that Jocelyn Peña Melnick either is totally ignorant, uninformed, or maybe just, again, she wants the vote and doesn't care what happens to her constituents. 713 traffic, weather on the freeze. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We've had a problem in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound in the last 15 minutes. There was a wreck in the tunnel. They got the vehicles out, pushed them off to the side, coming out of the tunnel just after the exit. So that's trying to recover. It backed up even before the Poteet Street ramp. But starting to move now, but it's going to be at least 15 minutes before that's gone. It was looking at that and turned around, find an accident here. Looks like 1, 2, 3, 4 vehicles involved. Southbound 95 near the Keith Avenue ramp. And they're kind of up against the wall on the left-hand side. So that means 95 will be looking at that. And eventually we'll back up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. And I'm heading up there right now. Yeah, it's already slow there. And eventually I'm sure it's going to back up back towards Eastern. Yeah, we'll just forget it. It's going to be back to Moravia Road just from them looking at the wreck southbound. So we've had a wreck at the Fort Mac southbound. We've had a wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. So delays continue. And even the Old Harbor Tunnel, just because of this delay on 95, is now backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. And we mentioned earlier a couple of wrecks on 175 in Columbia at Columbia Gateway Drive, and then there was a minor wreck at 175 near the ramp at the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. We start off cold and warm up a bit, but 32 is not all that warm for a lot of people. But it feels warmer, doesn't it? It's a relative thing. After it was like 6 degrees, now 32 is like, okay, let's go to the beach. Some snow maybe coming in Friday. Really cold temps on Saturday. Keep that in mind as the polar vortex returns to our area. And we're looking right now. We have clear skies. And it's 13 in Baltimore City, 13 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump, the second assassination attempt was by Ryan Ruth. The first one, Matthew Crooks. And yeah, it's a fascinating. We still don't know that much about him or his parents. They've just disappeared completely. And there's no interest on the part of the media. There's no interest on it. He got the death penalty. That was the Secret Service sharpshooter that administered justice there. But Ryan Ruth yesterday sentenced to life in prison plus 84 months for waiting at the Palm Beach golf course, lying in wait, trying to assassinate the president. I really like this U.S. attorney down in Southern District of Florida, Jason Redding Quinonez. He said, this life sentence reflects a fundamental truth. Political violence is un-American, will never be tolerated. An attempted assassination of a presidential candidate is an attack on our democratic process and the rule of law itself. The assassination attempt was stopped by courage and professionalism of U.S. Secret Service Special Agent Robert Furcano, whose decisive actions protected lives and prevented a national tragedy. Today's life sentence ensures the defendant will never again threaten public safety and sends a clear message that those who choose violence to advance their beliefs will face swift, certain, and decisive justice. Hear, hear. President Trump was giving an interview yesterday, and the sonic weapon that was used to disorient the Venezuelan military and the capture of Nicolas Maduro. He called it the discombobulator.
You talked about the weapon, the discombobulator. What
discombobulator? Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
What does it do?
Let me just tell you, you know what it does? None of their equipment works. That's what it does. Everything it was my name. I'm very proud of the name. Everything was discombobulated. It was, you know, practically a shot wasn't. You know, they were ready.
Right.
And when we came, I mean, couldn't do anything.
You saw this in the video. You could tell.
Tom, it discombobulated everything.
Nothing worked, even including humans.
Well, let's put it this way: we lost no equipment in a very strong, and they're good fighters, great fighters. In a very bad environment, it was a military base, the biggest in South America. Because the house was in a base in South America. In a very, very tough environment, we lost no men and we lost no equipment.
The discombobulator just knocked
everything. Well, it did something.
President Trump's name of our super secret sonic weapon, the discombobulator. In a touching moment, the president reached out to the family of Army Staff Sergeant Michael Aulis. He got a call from President Trump. Aulis will receive the Medal of Honor posthumously. Staff Sergeant Aulis from Staten Island died in Afghanistan in 2013. He was on his third combat deployment when a suicide bomber charged toward an already wounded Polish Army officer. In his last moment on Earth, Staff Sergeant Aulis stepped in between the Afghan suicide bomber and the officer, saved his life. The officer named his son Michael after Staff Sergeant Aulis. Here's the touching phone call between the Aulis family and President Trump.
Robert and Linda.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, Mr. President. How are you?
Well, how are you both, okay?
We're nervous.
We're very nervous.
I know. You should be, because your son is going to get the highest honor that you can have. There's no higher honor than the Congressional Medal of Honor. He's going to get it, and Michael is going to be, he's looking down at you right now. And he's saying, well, my mom and dad are handling this pretty well.
Right? I hope so. Thank you so much, President, Mr. President. You have no idea the happiness we have.
Thank you for facilitating this. This is so wonderful of you. We are so thrilled because we've been working on it for so long and spoke to so many people, but you made it happen.
We made it. So you let people know about your boy, right? It's what you did, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Otherwise, how are we going to know, right? You know, people don't know.
Right.
So I think that's fantastic.
And
you did a good job, and he did an even better job, right? And you're going to come to the White House soon to work it out, and we're going to have a ceremony for a few of them, and all brave people. But I read what your son did, and it's... I wouldn't do it, Linda. I wouldn't do it, okay?
I'm not brave enough either.
Neither am I. Even though I'm a Vietnam vet, I still wouldn't have done it.
He's a beautiful looking guy, too. I have a picture.
Aw, thank you.
I just read his story.
Thank you.
I will see you in the White House soon.
Oh, yes! We're going to the White House! We love you! We're playing for you every day! Yes!
Daughter. Let's do this! MAGA! That's beautiful.
Yes!
Bring them all down. Hey, Robert and Linda, bring them all down.
That was Michael's sister who got a little bit passionate there. Even the father was on camera saying, calm yourself down. We're talking to the president. Just incredible story. President Trump will revive the presidential Super Bowl tradition, the Super Bowl interview. He'll sit down with CBS on Sunday before the big game. Also, First Lady Melania Trump held a private meeting with freed American Israeli hostage Keith Siegel after helping secure his release. His wife was featured in the new movie, Melania, as well. And that's the way it looked 382 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up, More of your calls and comments. We'll tell you how many criminal illegal aliens have actually been removed from the streets of Little Mogadishu.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
7:23, time of traffic weather on the threes. And once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck, the Body Whitaker.
895 northbound looks a little better now. Was backed up beyond Poteet Street. There was a wreck in the old Harbor Tunnel northbound. Moving again now. And looking at the camera, we have the lanes moving. It's going to be slow, but at least it's moving, and they're coming out of the tunnel on the northbound side. That's always good news. The other problem is now there's an accident going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Three or four vehicles involved. They're in the shoulder area on the left-hand side near the Keith Avenue ramp. So right before you start down the hill going into the tunnel, with that, 95 is backed up going back to the area of the ramp of Moravia Road. And then 895 is now backed up towards the Eastern Avenue area and towards the Urban Avenue ramp. Maybe even back. Let's just see if it goes back. Not quite to Pulaski Highway. So 15, maybe 20-minute delays in building now southbound, and the backup starting to clear from 895 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold morning, warming up to near 32. Tracking some snow for Friday. Really cold temperatures coming in over the weekend as well. And right now, it's a cold morning. You're right about that. Right now, it is 14 in Pasadena, 13 in Parkville. Big announcement at WCBM.com today. And don't forget, Taste of the Union. Hopefully, you'll see you tonight at Liberatories in Timonium. I'll be there along with Kim Klasick and some surprise guests and speakers as well. But this was one of my brainchild things I started a couple of weeks ago. It's now being launched on WCBM.com. It is called Save Our State. And we've started a petition there for you to sign up. All you have to do is sign your name and give us the email. Obviously, we won't be using that for marketing or, you know, any other. We're not going to sell your emails or anything like that. But we just need to know to validate that it's a real person that is going to sign the petition. This is all about sending a message, sending out an SOS to Marylanders. We want to make you alert and aware of what's happening in our state, what's happening to our state, and how we change it, how we stop it. And that means we need a change in leadership. We need somebody who's visionary. We don't want somebody who's embellishing their resume, making up stories, passing record $1.67 billion tax increases. You'll read all about it if you go to our website, WCBM.com. Encourage your friends, share the petition. And we're trying to get as many people as we can to sign this thing. And hopefully, if we get enough people to sign it, it'll start catching some attention and publicity and hopefully catch the eye maybe of their other media outlets and maybe even the politicians themselves. So I urge you to go to WCBM.com. It's the first thing you'll see on our website. It's called Save Our State. You'll see a picture of a very, very happy Governor Moore on the front side, along with the Maryland flag and so on and so forth. So I urge you to sign that petition and help out today. Let's go to the phones. Bruce is in Timonium. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Sean. Your producer's doing a great job.
Yeah, Michelle's wonderful.
Yep.
Two things real quick. One of them is the Trump's administration warned all these little sanctuary cities that if you go ahead and release these people without turning them over to ICE, there is going to be collateral. That collateral is if we have to come kick a door down to go get them, and they're in an apartment with 10 other people who are illegals, those illegals are going to go too. So you only make it worse for everybody else by not honoring the detainers.
And you're right about that, because the number one victims of the illegal aliens are the immigrant community themselves, because that's where they hide out. That's where they are staying. And it's just like the number one victim of black crime are other blacks. So it's 86% of, I think it's 90% almost black perps are victims. And then many of these communities. So the Democrats who are relying on folks for their vote basically are putting them in great jeopardy. They're putting them in harm's way by their just reckless, dangerous policies.
Right. Second thing, real quick, is we hear about all these agencies that are going in to investigate all the fraud and everything. The one agency I'm not hearing anything about is, where the heck is the IRS?
That's a great point. That is a great point. Yeah. And I think, first off, you'll have the FBI go in for criminal investigation. And then as a result of that, if people have not been reporting, I think that's eventually what's going to get Ilhan Omar. I don't think any of these elected Democrats will go to jail, but they might be evading their taxes, and that eventually will get them.
Just remember the one agency that was able to go ahead and put Al Capone away, and that was the IRS.
Bingo. Bruce, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Just got this press release from the White House. More than 4,000 criminal illegal aliens, including violent killers, rapists, gang members, and other public safety threats, have now been arrested in Minnesota since President Trump launched Operation Metro Surge. The landmark achievement marks another decisive step forward in the Trump administration's relentless drive to dismantle the devastating effects of the radical left's open border policies. And Border Chief Tom Holman underscored that. We played you some of his clips there at the top. But that's just an amazing number. 4,000. Those are the worst of the worst, okay? There's a lot more. And look, I eventually think we concentrate and focus on worst of the worst. But every single one of them should go. And you got people like Maria Salazar and other Republicans like John Thune. They're wobbly. They have no spines. Oh, let them stay. No. If you broke into this country, you're going to have to leave eventually. Out. That's what mass deportation means.
You did a crime. Be punished.
Yeah. And for the people who want to come here legally and want to come here with merit, we should open our doors to them. 7:30, and it's time for the latest news headlines. Once again with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. A Baltimore nonprofit has launched its new mobile street outreach bus to help those dealing with homelessness and addiction. The Helping Up Missions team plans to use the bus to distribute food, Narcan, and hygiene items at 10 locations across the city every week in areas that include Penn North, Brooklyn, and Cherry Hill. There will also be a case management office on the bus so staffers can work to connect the public to services and support. The services are made possible through a grant funded by Baltimore's Opioid Restitution Fund. And the city of Annapolis is kicking off a series of town hall meetings today. City leaders say the meetings will give residents a chance to talk about budgets, public safety, infrastructure, storms, development, and other issues. The first meeting takes place this evening at the Eastport Neck Library in Ward 7 from 6:30 until 8 p.m. Next Thursday's meeting will be held at the Mary Moss Academy in Ward 2, and the meeting on February 19th will take place at the Eastport Fire Department in Ward 8. An Anne Arundel County man will spend 7 years in federal prison for his role in a drug distribution conspiracy involving fentanyl and cocaine. Kelly Bowers previously pleaded guilty in the case, admitting he was part of the Newtown organization that supplied drugs to individuals in the Annapolis area. Bowers was arrested in 2024 after investigators put wiretaps on the electronic devices of the drug trafficking members and recorded several calls between Bowers, his customers, and co-conspirators. Search warrants on 8 locations and 4 vehicles led to the recovery of drugs and a firearm. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 5-1s.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 northbound, still recovering. And again, it's a little better now than it was about 40 minutes ago. We had a wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound that for a while just made a stoppage there. Backed us up to Potee Street. We're still slow as you're coming up across the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge right there. But traffic now much better going into the tunnel for that traffic at that particular point. Then keep in mind as you're going south on the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the accident there was against the Jersey Wall for the traffic southbound. Still there, a couple of vehicles and police still there. This one white vehicle here on the left-hand side banged up pretty good, so they have to have him towed away. They're looking at it. There's plenty of room to get by, but the backup on 95 is back towards Moravia Road. 895 southbound has nothing to do with that, just the overflow traffic. 15-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. Beltway, all your normal stuff is there. JFX is going to be busy south of Ruxton Road. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. Don't see anything out of the ordinary. I-97 is busy right at Route 50. And the normal delays, I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So here's a question for you. Are you willing to give Mike Elias in the Birds front office a mulligan to chalk up last year, 2025, the 75-win season, as the outlier, and the previous two seasons, 192 wins and two playoff berths, as more in line with what these Birds are all about? Only time will tell, of course, but manager Craig Albernaz impressed with how the president of baseball operations goes about his business.
What I love about Mike and his crew is that you know, they're identifying how to get our team better, and they're not just trying to win the offseason. We're just signing everyone. They're very thoughtful and calculated on how the type of people we're bringing in the clubhouse, but also how they fit with the players we already have.
One player that Elias won't be signing is free agent pitcher Framber Valdez, the left-hander, a free agent no longer. 3 years, $115 million he got from Detroit. Meanwhile, the Athletics' Ken Rosenthal has been linking free agent pitcher Justin Verlander to the Orioles. The link is driven by the relationship between Verlander and Mike Elias, who were together with the Astros in 2017 and 18. So how important actually is a non-play-calling offensive coordinator to a play-calling head coach? I mean, that's the situation that Declan Doyle was in Chicago. As offensive coordinator to head coach Ben Johnson, of course, Doyle now here in Baltimore, he'll call his own plays. Former Steelers and Cardinals offensive coordinator Todd Haley explains what an OC does in that situation.
You know, there's not enough time in the week as a coach to get ready, so I did it with Kenny Wisenhunt. You know, early in my time with the Cardinals, he was the play caller. That's how I got the job. But you know, I had to kind of do everything else during the week, and then at the back end of the week, get him up to speed with what I loved, didn't like.
Much of the hype surrounding Super Bowl 60 has to do with the Seahawks defense and how dominant they've been all season long. Number one, in fact, in the NFL in least points allowed, third against the rush. But the Patriots, under head coach Mike Vrabel, believe it or not, came in fourth, only 1.6 points behind Seattle. And that unit is getting none of the recognition. Kay Adams on the Up and Adams podcast may have some insight as to why.
When you look at this 2025 Pats defense, gosh, don't you see
nothing but Vrabel. Christian Gonzalez, the only guy who was a full-time starter for this defense a year ago. And he hasn't been on the field the whole time. Seven of the guys you see here weren't even on the roster last season.
Reminds you of the Dolphins' no-name defense back in the 72-73 season that went 32-2 over two seasons with two Super Bowl championships. Local high school sports news, Poly's basketball coach remains in jail. Jamar Briscoe denied bond after being arrested on drug distribution charges. Investigators said the case involves large amounts of suspected fentanyl and cocaine. Time now, 7:37, when we return, best father-son sports duos of all time.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Always an interesting topic, and we actually talked about this a few days ago off air. I mentioned that LeBron James had missed the All-Star game,
right?
Being voted in as a starter. He did eventually get voted in as a reserve, and you asked if LeBron is his last year. And I said, well, we don't know yet, but, Bronny could take over, which is funny, right? Yes. So that's not a good father-son combo.
Right.
Best of all time, this Fox Sports had this top 10. Howie Long, Chris Long, and Kyle Long came in at number 10. Cecil Fielder and Prince Fielder at number 9. That's pretty good. Michael Thompson and Klay Thompson, NBA basketball, number 8. Both are going to be Hall of I don't know if Michael's a Hall of Famer, but Klay will be. Del Curry and Steph Curry, that's a great one in basketball. Dale Earnhardt and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yep.
Actually, I thought this should be number one, to be honest with you, but we'll see. Number 5, Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, of course. Number 4, Vladimir Guerrero, Vlad Jr. Okay, that goes. Number 3, Bobby Hull, Brett Hull, two Hall of Famers there. Number 2, Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr.,
good one.
Which leaves only one. So the number one, which one did we not mention so far in sports?
Number one. I don't know. I'm thinking McCaffrey, but they can't be number one.
No, that's not number one. Archie Manning, Peyton, and Eli.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay.
And we'll see if Eli gets into the Hall or not.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But
and then
they
got the other one in Texas, so he's coming up too. So.
What about the pressure, though? I mean, like if you're a guy like Bronny, for instance, like how do you feel about yourself?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And there's some people like Preston Bush. George Bush, Sr., Bush, 41, 43, Jeb Bush was the governor.
And then
there was Preston.
Right. How do you actually feel if you're Jeb, even?
Exactly.
Low energy Jeb.
All right, thanks, Gary. It's a great piece. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And let's take a phone call here from Aaron in Hartford County. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, morning, Sean. But let's leave that Prescott Bush on the sideline,
right,
please. I don't want to ever.
I said Preston. I meant Prescott.
Yeah, Preston. Sorry. Yeah, correct. Couple of connecting themes, right? Obviously, the launch of your newsletter, exciting. Can't wait. You can find that on the website.
It's a petition, not a newsletter, but it is a petition, and we ask everybody just to sign. And obviously, the more the better. The more the merrier.
But here's the thing. You're organic and in the private sector generating that, which is absolutely fine. But let's challenge the Republican leadership in my county to stop the infighting, right, and start to spotlight and highlight the inconsistencies in Wes Moore's background, if you will, that's almost been like it's created out of whole cloth. And the point there is that with a infighting and bickering over some petty differences, now you allow somebody that is continually destroying our culture, arguing about the consistency of the Maryland flag, and now has these inconsistencies in his background to essentially dominate the news cycle. You got to elevate that signal above the noise rather than continuing to worry about some of the infighting, at least here in this county, especially when you have a delegate down in the state house that is calling out the leadership for their tyrannical absolute power. I don't know about you, but it's a waste of energy, and it's something that should be redirected at the party that's in charge in Annapolis so that we get a chance to unseat them come November.
Yeah, no, it's there's a long way to go here for and just look at I look at other states, and I've seen whether it's California or New York, or Illinois or Massachusetts, and those voters have never awakened. In California, used to elect Republicans. Same for New York. And the
one question that I do have that follows up on that is, what has the illegal immigration population done here in the state for our apportionment? And how many seats would we actually lose if we took them out of the equation? And I know that there's some progress being made on that front at the national level, but I guess it remains to be seen. Anyway, thanks, Sean.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 410-922-6680. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now will be the time to give us a call and reserve your spot. You'll get to match wits with Maggie and Michelle and Chuck here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come on the program, we'll take a look at some highlights from Ed Hale's press conference the other day on energy, and also which members of The View were mentioned in the Epstein files. Coming up, Mackenzie Frost, right after the 8:30 news, so stay tuned for that as well. 7:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I brought you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, JFX southbound. We can't see it because none of the cameras work. After Northern Parkway, there's a report of an accident southbound at Cold Spring Lane. I can tell you this, that we are backed up at Ruxton Road and all the way down through the city-county line. So already we can think about Green Spring Avenue or Falls Road instead of the JFX. The backups now, both the tunnels are caused by this late wreck. There was now they have the thing on the rollback. Okay, they're getting ready to clear this southbound 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp right before you go in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Been on the left side the whole time. No direct road blockage there, but 95 is backed up to Moravia Road, and then 895 gets the word back in Rosedale, and 895 southbound is now backed up to Moravia Road. 20 to 25-minute delays now at both the tunnels southbound. 695, yep, all your normal stuff is out there fighting the bright sunshine if you're traveling south and eastbound through the area. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle. So let Bernie check it all, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, even your starter. Get it all done. Make sure it's fine. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cold, and then our high today 32, and then maybe you're looking at some snow for Friday, really cold temperatures on Saturday, and right now it is cold. It is it's warm in Ocean City, 28 there, only 14 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, John in Hanover, PA. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing A-okay. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Well, I'd like to be a hero and go first, but I'm going to cower down and go last.
All right. That's okay.
It's all right.
All right. It's a strategic thing, so you may want to listen to what everybody else has to say first. So, all right, good luck. Here are your three stories. Apparently in New Jersey, they're getting serious about dogs who are leaving their droppings on the grounds on people's property. Apparently a Tennessee-based DNA analysis lab called Poo Prints has been launched into action. People send the dog droppings to Poo Prints, and they're able to find the DNA match with the dog in the building. And they levy a $250 fine against any owner who fails to pick up after their pup. Poo Prints. All right?
I'll make it.
Story two, Stephen Colbert. He's going to be done after May. With the last Colbert show, that is something that interesting, right? But now he has formed an exploratory committee and a political action committee to run for president in 2028, and he says he's serious. Colbert says he can't wait to debate J.D. Vance. He says, I'll knock his pants off. And story number three, a biological warfare lab has been located in suburban Las Vegas. Being owned by a Chinese national, federal investigators found Ebola, HIV, malaria, tuberculosis, and COVID-19 samples at this bio lab in a suburban neighborhood in Vegas. Story one, New Jersey condo using dog waste DNA to track down the owners. Story two, Colbert says he's running for president in 28. Or story three, bio lab found in Vegas suburb. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Okay, I got to go with number two.
All right, Maggie goes number two. Chuck?
How come number one wasn't number two?
That's true.
But it is. Well, I'm confused.
You should have done that creatively.
I should have been. I'm sorry. Not enough coffee yet.
Chuck?
No, it's not your fault. I'm talking to the moderator.
He's thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's
he's
the moderator's fault.
He's not thinking. He's stalling.
Colbert, please. Mr. Casey.
All right. Another vote for two. Michelle.
I'm going for 2-2.
All right. John, care to make it unanimous?
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to go with number one, but I don't know. I went last for a reason, so I guess we'll make it unanimous. I'll go number
all
two.
Right.
Or, oh, yeah.
John basically kind of plays around with number one and eventually goes with number two.
Shouldn't be playing around with that stuff.
Number one is a number two story that may have caused some confusion among some listeners. But number two, Stephen Colbert actually running for president. He joked about it, but he's not serious. That is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, John. We'll put you in a hole and tell you how to get your prize. So there you have it. That would be a good debate, though, when you think about it.
Yeah, that would be. Definitely.
His ass knocked off.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Ed Hales, the Energy Press presser highlights. I just want to point out, yesterday we talked about Pikesville High School having a walkout tomorrow in protest of ICE. I've now come to learn it's all over the state. And so it's in Baltimore County, Harford County. There are other schools all over the place that are going to be apparently allowing students to walk out of class. I think the last time they did this was for gun violence or whatever the case may be. And I like what Texas Governor Greg Abbott has done. If we had an actual governor that was more concerned about, not as concerned about embellishing his resume and more about actually doing things, it might happen here. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to arrest any violent student protesters, and he's going to cut funding for schools that allow walkouts.
It's called a governor. Yeah, that's a governor.
Okay. That should happen here in the state of Maryland. These are unexcused absences, right?
Never happened here.
You're right. Probably won't happen here. But I just want to let parents and grandparents know that your children and grandchildren may be walking out tomorrow, so you may want to ask them about it tonight at the dinner table and say, what are their plans for tomorrow? You know, I know what my dad would say. Of course, I would never walk out, but he would say, keep walking. All right?
Sounds like my dad. Kids home. I would keep my kids home from school.
Yeah.
I would not let them
absolutely.
Home. Because it's like I said, it's a safety
issue. Think about this. They don't go back to school for almost 10, 11 days.
And then when they do,
they put up with this kind of nonsense. So I don't know if it's every school or it's just select schools or whatever, but I just wanted you to know it is all throughout the Baltimore metro area, and this is to protest ICE from removing dangerous criminals, some of whom prey on school children.
Some who have been in school.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, actually, in Baltimore County, that's been documented, elsewhere, in Harford County, I think, as well. All right, 750, I want to tell you about Town Appliance. Both mayors run a great shop at Town Appliance. They have over 70 different brands of appliances ready for your inspection. And if you're in the market for a single appliance or you'd like an entire kitchen upgrade, that's what I would do. I would call Town Appliance. Actually, I would visit. I'd visit Town Appliance because the showroom, you just have to see it to appreciate it, and they've got everything for all kinds of budgets on display there, all the features and gimmicks and so on, et cetera. So give them a visit at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state, so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness?
Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update on this Thursday morning rush hour with Lugnuts Johnson.
JFX is back at the beginning of Ruxton Road, actually just south of the Beltway now, down through Ruxton Road and all the way down through the city-county line. The accident is southbound at Cold Spring Lane. We can't see it because the cameras haven't worked on the JFX in over 5 years. There's one at Northern Parkway. There's one at North Avenue. You would never know it, but the speed cameras work, but we don't get a chance to see that. So Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue, you can use that to get away from the JFX. We're slow on the Beltway, most areas. Parkville side, interloop to Green Spring, down the west side with delays there. And we're still hurting from some earlier problems southbound and both the Harbor Tunnels. The accident was clearing on 95 southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold morning. It's going to warm up to all of 32 today. Then we are tracking some snow on Friday with really cold temperatures on Saturday as well. Another polar vortex heading our way. And right now we're looking at 22 and sunny in Stevensville. 14 in Glen Burnie. So as we all know, the energy crisis bills are piling up. And I just have an update on my situation. I told you that I had a three-year deal with Constellation Energy that the Democrats took away. They canceled. I don't know how you cancel a contract with, but they passed a law. And again, maybe there's a class action suit here. I don't know. But in any event, I had 11 cents per kilowatt hour. And now the new rate that I'm going to be getting, because there are no choices. It's BGE and only BGE in the Baltimore Metro. And now I think it's either 14, I think it's 16 cents per hour now, and then it goes to 14 cents. So it's obviously going to cost me more. So now it's a tax increase. It's a backdoor tax increase for me. This energy crisis is going to get worse. And then we talk about Democrats have admitted failure with their recent memo on blackouts, load shedding, et cetera. This stupid energy rebate of $40 is money that's already coming out of a charge that we pay on Empower Maryland, and they're raiding that fund to give us money back they already took from us. So Ed Hale had a press conference the other day in front of the Brandon Shores power plant, and he's talking about exactly some folks are opening up bills that are $600-$700, and he says in some cases that's the cost of a house.
It's like another mortgage payment.
Yeah. So now you got to put up there with a mortgage payment, car payment, or maybe it's mortgage payment, utility payment, then your car payment. This is a tax on Marylanders. So this embellisher in the State House can say, oh, no, we're not going to raise any taxes. No, they are. They have. And they'll continue to do that. And Hale's answer is, along with the Maryland GOP, is to, and he did this right outside of Brandon Shores power plants because they're shutting them down. And some of them have been allowed to stay open on an emergency basis, but at great expense.
We have a lot of fossil fuels here that burn a lot easier and cleaner than the old days. I'm thinking that we have to do better, and we have to reopen the plants that have been not torn down and just get them open again and re-energize them.
Yeah, we need to do that. And just think for one second if we just had solar and wind, if that was pretty much the dominant form of energy. And we know that they don't work. We don't have enough, number one. Number two, we'd freeze to death. And the cost of solar and wind alone would probably, I'm guessing here, quintuple. So instead of $500 a month, you may be having $2,500 a month in utility bills. Imagine what that would do to Maryland households. Once again, Ed Hale on solar and wind.
This is never going to be replaced by solar or by any solar or any windmills.
It just won't. The windmills, again, they rust. A lot of the early ones are breaking down. You can't recycle them. China makes them. And the solar, you know, it doesn't work with snowcrete on them. Okay? Again, they have to be kept clean. And they just can't give us enough power that we need. And so his solution, along with the Maryland GOP, they put out a platform for energy crisis, is to reopen the current plants.
I was told that it's going to be very expensive to keep them, you know, to reopen the ones that have been closed. And I said, how expensive would it be not to? What if you don't do it? What's the cost? I believe that has to be researched and done now.
And on the fact that I just talked about the Empower Maryland charge, that should be, we should be pulled out of Reggie. There's all sorts of things you can do. But the bottom line is, when we're importing 40% of our power from Pennsylvania, let's say Pennsylvania can't meet the need anymore. They gotta, focus on their own residents. And they couldn't provide us with 40%. What do you think happens then? It's called load shedding or rolling blackouts. And here Hale criticizes Governor Moore and the Democrats' piecemeal approach of let them eat cake. All right, here's your energy rebate. You will, you'll get it and you'll like it or else.
Energy policy about making sure that we can have that marriage between both increasing supply and making sure we can make it affordable for the people who need it.
What is that? $40, that's an insult to our intelligence.
It is. It's an insult to our intelligence, to your intelligence, to everybody, that all the ratepayers, all the taxpayers, all the voters. This is what they do. It's chicanery. They basically try to bamboozle folks. Oh, look at us. We're so empathetic. We're so compassionate. We're going to give you a $40 energy rebate on your bill twice. That's $80. Meanwhile, your bill might have gone up $100 to $200 in 1 month. And they're going to give you back $80? Do the math on that, Maryland. Do the math and figure out. And by the way, that's money that you're already putting out in the Empower Maryland charge on your BGE bill. So they're taking your money. They're holding it. And they're giving it back to you. Oh, they're such wonderful, magnanimous, generous people. They're robber barons and thieves. That's what they are. Coming up next, Governor's Maryland flag comments are getting some blowback.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump suggests that federal agents enforcing immigration law really could be a bit more gentle in their duties.
In response to the ongoing unrest in Minnesota and cooperation from state and local officials, the administration is drawing down the number of ICE and Border Patrol officers. President Trump told NBC News that he ordered the removal of 700 federal agents from the state. Asked about lessons learned from Minnesota, the president said he learned that we can use a little bit of a softer touch. But, he added, you still have to be tough. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The search for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie into its fifth day now. The mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie was abducted from her Tucson, Arizona area home last weekend. In a video on Instagram, Savannah and her siblings appealed to the kidnappers.
We, too, have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are doing everything that we can. We are ready to talk.
But she says they have to be assured without a doubt that their mother is alive and that those who get in touch are holding her. And the family's heart-wrenching appeal, please reach out to us. Been a deadly helicopter crash near Flagstaff, Arizona. The state's Department of Public Safety says a trooper and the copter pilot were killed. They were responding to an active shooter situation. A suspect suffered non-fatal gunshot wounds and was taken into custody. No reports of injuries from last night's fire at the Orthopedic Institute of Lehigh Valley Hospital just north of Scranton in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. Dozens of patients were safely evacuated. On Wall Street, stock futures now in the red. The Dow futures are down 161 points. NASDAQ futures off 231. The S&P futures 42 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. Timing is everything. If you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new report of a wreck in Mount Airy, so heads up for that. We're trying to get more information on it. Route 27, the wreck would be north of I-70, so keep an eye out for that. We'll try to get more information on that. JFX has been slow coming in from Ruxton Road down through the city county line, and it's still backed up to between Ruxton Road and the Beltway. The pace is actually a little better now right here where you're crossing through the city county line, so maybe that wreck. And again, we have no cameras in the city on the expressway, but it looks like the pace is better now here at the city county line, so we'll keep an eye on that. But we could stay with Falls Road and also on Greenspring Avenue to get away from that situation. Of course, all the backups are there, the normal delays on the Beltway. Anybody southeastbound this morning is running right into the bright sunshine and adding to those delays. Both the tunnels still backed up, 15 to 20 minute delays at least on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
15 degrees in Pikesville and 17 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore is under a code blue extreme cold alert through Monday, February 9th. The alert comes as the city prepares for another round of frigid temperatures, strong winds, and a chance of light snow. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. A code blue is declared when forecasted temperatures, including wind chill, are expected to fall below 13 degrees or when conditions are severe enough to create a significant risk to someone's health. Freetown Elementary School is opening as scheduled this morning following a gun incident at the school on Wednesday. Classes were dismissed early yesterday after a 7-year-old brought a gun to school and it discharged, injuring the student's hand. There were other students in the classroom when the gun discharged, but no other injuries were reported. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 717. The pick 4, 5414. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It's been 102 days since the Orioles named Craig Albernaz as their next manager, and now we're just 6 days away from Albernaz actually managing the team on the field. The New England native will bring his optimism to Sarasota, along with pitchers and catchers who report on February 10th. NFL will announce its Hall of Fame class for 2026 tonight. Considered first ballot locks are quarterback Drew Brees and wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. CBS Sports also penciling in three others. Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly, Cowboys tight end Jason Witten, and Ravens linebacker Terrell Suggs. On that note, here is Suggs on the Dudes on Dudes podcast with Julian Edelman.
Mount Rushmore of Patriots that pissed you off the most.
It starts with 12.
12.
Definitely 12.
We don't say his name?
Yeah, I couldn't say it when I was playing. It's hard.
Why?
Tom Brady. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, Joe Frazier couldn't say Muhammad Ali's name for a long time.
The big reveal will be tonight on Who is Canton Bound on NFL Honors at 9 p.m. And finally, a well-deserved honor for one of the most respected figures in high school sports history. We're talking about Calvert Hall's own Lou Eckerle, who will be inducted into the National High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame in December. During his tenure as Calvert Hall's baseball coach, Eckerle led the Cardinals to 8 MIAA titles, including 5 in a row from 2005 to 2009. He retired with 524 wins to his name, 3 Baltimore Sun Coach of the Year awards, and 4 Maryland State Coach of the Year awards. Coach Echo served as the athletic director at Calvert Hall for 40 years before retiring in 2022. Coming up in 30 minutes, an important game tonight for the Caps. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're just now joining us, you missed the first hour. Washington Free Beacon reporting that Governor Moore's latest whopper has to do with his great-granddaddy being chased out of his church by the KKK in Pineville, South Carolina, which there's no historical records to prove it. And so that's just the latest whopper. We'll get into that maybe some this hour. But coming up later on, we've got the mayor is getting some grief over snow removal, as many executives are. Mackenzie Frost joins us in about half an hour to talk about redistricting and the week in Annapolis. But a top story here today, we broke the story yesterday, actually, thanks to Michelle, our producer, who found the audio on the governor's flag comments about the Maryland flag. And just as a reminder, here is what he said on a podcast, I think it was called Press Box, about the Maryland flag.
You can't look at the history of Maryland. I mean, literally, you look at our flag. Our flag is a contradiction. Because our flag is literally a Confederate symbol mixed with a Union symbol. Like, Maryland is the northernmost southern state in this country. The bloodiest battles of the Civil War were fought in the state of Maryland. And despite that, I stand here as the governor of that same state.
Yeah, so yesterday we kind of debunked a lot of what he claimed was history. The fact that Crossland Arms, which is in the Maryland flag, was, again, adopted by founding fathers in the 1600s. So it predated the Civil War and the Confederacy. The Confederacy did adopt it as part of their symbolism and so on and so forth, the flag. But and then the only reason why it's on the Maryland flag, which wasn't established until 1904, was to create a union to bring the North together with the South after a bloody war. The worst war in the history of the United States. We were 600,000 of our brethren were slaughtered, were killed. We killed each other. So the Maryland flag was, because we were the free state, we're the old line state. And there were North and Southern sympathizers, and this was the flag was created to create unify, to unify. And Governor Moore, who claims to be a unifier, apparently he missed the message on that. Delegate Mark Fisher reacting with Gary Collins' spotlight on Maryland.
He said that the Maryland flag is a contradiction. What did he mean by that? I'm not even sure.
Well, Fisher went on to say he thinks that the embellisher, as he's now known in the State House, is taking it out of context.
I think that's interesting because the state of Maryland was a line state, right? Part of the state went for the north, part of the state went to the south. Here we are moving forward, and the Democrats control every aspect and every lever of power in the state.
Delegate Chris Tomlinson says he's disappointed but not surprised that this would come out of the governor's mouth.
I'm going to be really disappointed if we're going to start pursuing that, changing the flag. But then again, we also got rid of our Maryland song, our state song, and we never replaced it with anything.
We got rid of songs. We got rid of statues, the Tawny or Taney, whatever, and the Columbus statue. We tore down statues regarding the Civil War. We're trying to erase history like really good communists do. Every country they go into and try to take over, they have to erase history because they don't want people reminded that even though it was a black mark, it was much better than under communism, that is for sure. When we return, we'll hear from Gary Collins and Speaker Pena Melnick, what she believes in. You'd think, what a profile and courage. She would not answer the question, okay? I'd tell you, these folks are just, they really are a great example of cowardice. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
That's about the Harbor Tunnels. We had problems earlier. We had a wreck at one point northbound in the old Harbor Tunnel. That started to clear out. Now it's a little slow again for the traffic coming up through Child Street and up through that area. But they're coming out of the tunnel northbound, so that's not a problem. There's heavy traffic there. Southbound 895 is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway, and then the late accident, which was in the median on 95 South before you got into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that's gone, but that backed us up as well back to Moravia Road. So at least 20-minute delays southbound with both the Harbor Tunnels right now through that area, and then 95 and Russell Street, 395. 95 again is backed up now going south from 395 and out towards the Beltway on the southwest side. I don't see anything right there as you get down towards the Beltway, but it looks like there may be something on 95 right after 395 in that area near Washington Boulevard. Wouldn't take much to have something just in the right lane to back us up. So you'll come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you'll hit another back up there, and then get better before you get down to the Beltway. 695, all the normal delays. JFX is still hurting from a wreck that earlier was southbound near the ramp at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold to start the day, and then the high will only be 32, maybe some snow in the forecast for Friday. Again, not much accumulation expected, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. Really cold temperatures on Saturday and Sunday. It's sunny and 20 in Annapolis and 14 in Ellicott City. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to mark America's 250th birthday celebration. right. Have you, again, America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. It was on this day in history that a 1918, a German U-boat torpedoed the SS Tuscania, sinking the liner as it transported thousands of U.S. troops to Europe. More than 200 died. The rest were rescued by other ships in the convoy. 1937, FDR proposed packing the Supreme Court with up to 15 justices, prompting the accusations he was trying to pack it. He dropped the plan later that year, but don't think it's gone away, folks. If the Democrats ever get a hold of the Senate again, it's going to happen in the White House. It will happen, guaranteed. That's why you got to work really hard to make sure that doesn't happen. 1971, Apollo 14 astronauts Alan Shepard and Edgar Mitchell were on the moon for 4 hours. They were the fifth and sixth astronauts to walk the moon since Apollo 11 did it in 1969. 2003, making a case for UN-endorsed military action in Iraq, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell accused Saddam Hussein and his regime of deceiving UN weapons inspectors and having ties with the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. And finally, 1 year ago today, President Trump signed an executive order banning transgender women from competing in women's sports. And while it's many colleges have acquiesced in the Olympics and so on and so forth, there are still some states, like this one that we currently are residing in, or you might be listening from, that have yet to do it. In fact, they won't even give the Republicans in Maryland a day, a full public hearing on it down in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And that's a look at America's 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCVM, Baltimore.
And let's see, Marty says, battles we had won in Maryland. That was Antietam. Yeah, that was the bloodiest single day battle. Remember, Gettysburg was the major turning point, and that was, what, over 3 days or so. And then the Siege of Vicksburg, of course, that was a big one as well. But there were a lot of bloody battles, but Antietam's single bloodiest single day at Gettysburg, that was over the course of several days. So I want to make sure we get those historically accurate. Gary Collins, address Speaker Pena Melnick, and as to what she thought about the governor's flag comments.
Question to you, do you feel that the Maryland flag is something that is a key part of Maryland's heritage, and should it change?
So, I am going to speak to the bill. I don't know why that came up. I know that the bill that we have here, that we passed yesterday, is really important.
We attempted to get a clear answer from the House Speaker.
I'm not going to speculate what he thought.
Madam Speaker, what do you feel?
I haven't thought much of that. I feel that for us to keep our democracy and to protect Marylanders, that this is the right bill to pass, and that's what I want to focus on the fact that over 25,000 people in Maryland lost their jobs.
You don't have an opinion? You don't have a feeling on the Crossland Arms and the Maryland flag? Do you think the governor is right? Is he wrong? Obviously, you don't want to cross the governor. I would think if she supported the governor, she would have full-throated support and said, oh, yeah, I think he's absolutely right about that. But she didn't do that. She's trying to stay out of controversy. And, you know, again, that's just not a profile in courage, folks. It really isn't. 821, coming up next, more on the Maryland flag controversy here on Casey and Company.
WCBM Baltimore.
Loring and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community. I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Victoria, Harmony Park has a unique dining program. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. So we actually have three different dining rooms in Harmony Park, with the reason being that if you have all of your residents together in one dining space, it can be extremely overstimulating for people with cognitive impairment. So they will have a hard time focusing on actually eating their food because they are way too distracted by their environment. So you need to simplify. Also, when residents go into their respective dining room, the tables are already going to be set. Queuing means a lot, also for those with cognitive impairment. You have to walk into the space and know exactly what the expectation is of you when you walk into a room. Another feature is we have a very unique puree program. The reason it's unique is because we actually make the food look like the food that was pureed. So if it's a steak on your plate, it's going to look like it's a steak. Broccoli will look like it's broccoli. I could go on and on.
Can you make the broccoli look like steak? That's the question.
But the whole point is we want it to be appealing for our residents. If it doesn't look appetizing, then they're not going to want to eat it. We eat with our eyes first, right? That's a common thing. When you go into a restaurant, plating is important. It's just as important in an assisted living program.
All right, so if you want more information about the very unique dining program at Harmony Park at Lauren Harmony Hall, the best way for you to get information about this wonderful new program at Harmony Hall is to log online, and I'll give it to you a couple of times so you have a chance to write it down. LaurienAssistedLiving.com is the web address. That's LaurienAssistedLiving.com, and that's for the unique dining program at Harmony Park in the new Lauren Harmony Hall, LaurienAssistedLiving.com.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823, traffic weather on the freeze. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels southbound still looking at delays, and then you come through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and you start working your way south towards 395 and Camden Yards, and eventually out to the Beltway, you run into another backup. We have not seen what the problem is, but they're slowing between 395 Washington Boulevard, Caton Avenue in that area. Could be just a broken down vehicle, anything at all, but it's backed up and we're slow coming out of the right tube and the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That in turn is backing up these ramps onto Key Highway and onto Macomb Street. So long delays there on the exit ramps as well. Even the long ramp that takes you down to the BW Parkway from 95 South is also backed up. A lot of people using that to get away from that delay. So again, we don't know what the problem is, but it is definitely there as you're traveling south on 95, adding to that delay coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cold morning, and we'll get a high today of only 32. Maybe some snow Friday, cold temperatures, really cold back on Saturday. It's sunny and 16 in Pasadena, 15 in Baltimore City. Remember, we did the story yesterday that the Baltimore City Health Department held this DEI program where they separated people by race. They had the white room and they had the people of color room. And then they called those affinity spaces. Well, U.S. Department of Justice has now launched an investigation into Baltimore City's health department after the spotlight on Maryland Fox 45's exclusive report on this program run by this really radical DEI group. So that is good to know, and we'll see what the results. They're actually internal emails. They've got a ton of paperwork and evidence on that. So we'll wait and see how that investigation plays out. John is in Ellicott City. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. So I wanted to weigh in on the Battle of Gettysburg and Antietam and the uniqueness of it. So prior to those two battles, the Union forces had lost every single battle. And the difference was that Gettysburg, the Irish Brigade, which were made up mostly of volunteers from New York, entered into the battle, and they put them on the front line. And on the first go-around, the Union forces retreated, and the Irish stayed in that battle. And once they saw that the Irish refused to give up, the Union forces went back into the battle and defended them, and they pushed them back into Antietam. And again, in Antietam, the Irish were put back on the front lines, but this time it wasn't stone walls, it was a cornfield.
Right.
They got slaughtered. The Union General McClellan, he was up on a hill with 2,000 soldiers that he could have sent in, but he didn't send them in because he used them as protection just in case they lost. He had a security force. Before that, Lincoln fired him. But there's no, other than going to that battlefield, you won't find that history in any Maryland history book. The Irish were the reason why that war was won. And if you're going to change that flag, then you better put a four-leaf clover on it.
Yeah.
That's why we're... right now.
That's a great point. John, thanks for the history reminder. Appreciate that. I love history. And you could spend years just studying the Civil War, what led up to it during the war and post-war Reconstruction and the rest. It really was. And you look at it, Abraham Lincoln, again, with the American system. We don't have time to get to the Jameson Greer speech from Davos. We'll probably do that next week sometime because it was an excellent speech. You talk about the Alexander Hamilton wanted to decouple from the British Empire and come up with the American system. That was Lincoln was a big tariff guy. I know there are a lot of alleged conservatives that poo-poo tariffs. President Trump is right on tariffs. Other presidents have been right on tariffs in the past. That's how we raised revenue in the early part of our country was tariffs. The income tax didn't come in until 1916 or something along those lines. It's just amazing. By the way, delegates Tomlinson and Fisher say the Democrats right now are doing nothing but whining over the Maryland flag.
If the Democrats are looking at changing the flag or removing it because they think that there's some kind of racial component, it's ridiculous, and I hope we're not doing that.
Here we are moving forward, and the Democrats control every aspect and every lever of power in the state, and they're still whining. They're still whining. What are they whining about? They're in charge. And you know what? They can't govern. The electric grid's going down. People can't afford to pay their property taxes. People can't afford to register their cars. I mean, the governor's often offering payment plans even for that. I mean, stop whining, governor, and grow up.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right about that. But when you think about it for just a second, just to not to get off on a tangent, but regarding the Civil War, yes, slavery was absolutely wrong. It has been called as the original sin, but we weren't the only ones doing it. Everybody was doing that model. Doesn't make it right. But even black tribes were engaged in it, Arab traders. Again, the whole world, that was an economic model back then. You enslaved people for their labor force, which was absolutely wrong, no doubt. But again, in trying to right that wrong, we went through a Civil War where 600,000 people died, and I want to point out the vast majority of those were white people. Okay? So even though they may not have practiced slavery, even though they may have been opposed to slavery, a lot of people on the southern side did die that held slaves, even people in the north that had held slaves. Some set their slaves free. But there was a price to be paid. So I hear all this talk about reparations and so on and so on. Those were the reparations. Okay? Sadly. Brother against brother, father against father, North against South, states against states. Remember Jefferson Davis, he resigned, from Congress and became the general of the Confederate Army. So, we were torn apart. We were a divided nation. And I hate to say we're heading in that direction, but, we are completely divided again. Sad to say. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 In-Depth, coming up next. And don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. It is 8:30. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. A Baltimore County paramedic has been arrested following a series of tampering allegations. 36-year-old Christopher Carroll is accused of masturbating and urinating on common spaces, co-workers' food, and fire equipment. An investigation began in November after detectives received reports that the contaminated items were later consumed. Detectives say Carroll allegedly posted pornographic videos of the incidents online and on subscriber websites. Carroll faces 23 counts that include destruction of property and knowingly and willfully causing another to ingest bodily fluid. City police are investigating a shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to a home in the 2700 block of Carver Road shortly after 3 p.m. Wednesday, where they found a man with an apparent gunshot wound to the body. The victim was taken to a hospital in stable condition, and police are trying to determine what led to the shooting. And Brandon Scott says the safe street zone in Park Heights has gone 387 days without a homicide. The last murder that took place within the boundaries was recorded on January 12, 2025, in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road. The mayor says since then, the site has conducted more than 230 mediations that prevented potentially violent conflicts from escalating into a shooting or a homicide. City Council President Zeke Cohen says says a full year without a homicide in the Park Heights catchment zone is more than a statistic. It's lives saved, families kept whole, and proof that evidence-based intervention works. And Howard County residents turned out to support a pair of anti-ICE measures during a Wednesday night council meeting. One bill would ban privately owned detention facilities, and the other would establish guidance on how local agencies interact with ICE. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So the Beltway, all the normal delays are still out there. Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, moving around from Reisterstown Road to the JFX. And the west side is still solid. It's fighting it all the way down 795 down to Frederick Road before it gets better. The southwest side. Right here, as we're looking live at the BW Parkway, all the lanes are open there, right at the Anne Arundel County line, moving to and from I-97. JFX is still slow. The accident near Cold Spring Lane had made it to the shoulder, a little better than it was earlier, but still some heavy traffic south from Ruxton Road through the city-county line. And whatever the problem was, it looks like it may have corrected itself on 95 southbound after 395 in the city. That's moving a little better, but both the tunnels are still looking at least 20-minute delays on the southbound side, both at 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got sun-filled skies today with highs in the chilly low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows falling back into the teens. We are tracking some light snow by Friday afternoon and evening. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the Birds do indeed end up missing out on Framber Valdez, the top free agent pitcher that was remaining on the market. Signs with Detroit. 3 years, $115 million, a player opt-out after 1 year. Tigers now holding a pair of aces in Valdez and two-time Cy Young Award winner Tarek Skubal. Meanwhile, Orioles manager Craig Albernaz, named to the post 102 days ago, will actually start managing the team next week in Sarasota. The New England native was asked last week if he's been in contact with all his players and what the conversations have been like.
It's been really cool to talk to him. I've said this before, but going into these like conversations, I'm expecting to be like 15 minutes, you know, and they've been like an hour for each one. So it's very telling of, you know, where they're at and also where they want this season to be.
Caps at home tonight, taking on the Predators. Head coach Spencer Carberry, very aware of the significance of the team's final game before the Olympic break.
We're in desperation mode. We have been for a bit. It's tight in the division in the conference, but I mean, it's quickly, I've been saying this for a little bit, because the break's so unique this year, I think it's sneaking up on a lot of people, or all of a sudden you come out of the break and there's only 22 games left in the whole.
Capitals ran away with the Metropolitan Division title last season, but they're 6 points out of the final playoff spot in the East as we speak. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter made a big decision yesterday, parting ways with T. Martin. Martin was Lamar Jackson's quarterback coach for the last 3 years, an MVP year in 23, a record-breaking year in 24. Israel Wolfork, who was quarterback coach for Kyler Murray in Arizona the past 3 years, takes over now in Baltimore. Huge trade in the NBA yesterday. It involves the Wizards. Washington acquiring 10-time All-Star Big Man man Anthony Davis in an 8-player blockbuster from the Mavericks, 5 additional draft picks as well. The big name going to Dallas is forward Chris Middleton. Happy heavenly birthday today to the immortal Henry Aaron, author of 755 career home runs without chemical assistance, by the way. Born this day in 1934, who did this in April of 1974.
Swinging! There's a drive into left center field! That ball is going to be out of here! It's gone! It's 7-15! There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron!
Happy terrestrial birthday today to former Naval Academy Heisman Trophy winner, Super Bowl champion, and Pro Football Hall of Famer Roger Staubach, who turns 84 today, and former Orioles second baseman Robbie Alomar turns 58. And finally, on this day in sports history, we take you back 49 years ago to the day, February 5, 1977, future 5 division boxing world champion Sugar Ray Leonard makes his professional debut. Where? Right here at the Baltimore Civic Center, defeating Luis the Bull Vega, 6-round unanimous decision, in front of over 8,000 fans. The fight was televised live on CBS Sports Spectacular. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's johnhagee.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. It's Thursday morning. That means we go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45, tonight at 5:30. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, John.
So, question on the redistricting. California Supreme Court just upheld the California redistricting maps there. Do you think that's going to reinvigorate this process when it comes to Bill Ferguson?
I do. I think it'll reinvigorate the conversation. Yes, I think that people will use this and point to it and say, look, we should keep moving forward. Do I think it'll change the Senate president's mind? No.
No. And I've been hearing that there is a way constitutionally to get it to a floor vote without Ferguson and without a committee forwarding it out of committee. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, it's Rule 42 in the Senate. I got out the rule book earlier this week and was reading through it, and it is essentially very similar to what Congress has when it comes to the discharge petition. It requires a certain number of senators to sign this and say, okay, we want to move this forward and bring it to a vote. And, you know, if I'm reading the rule book correctly, it's 16 senators who would have to sign on to this petition, and then it would force a vote. I don't necessarily think that that would happen in this situation. Ferguson was asked if he's concerned about Rule 42 earlier this week, and he said no. I mean, I think if he's right in the fact that he believes his caucus stands behind him, then it won't happen.
Yeah, doesn't it come down then to how many people are supporting the governor and the speaker versus the Senate president? Because, you know, obviously, you know, it's been reported he's got 24 out of 34 votes over in the Senate. But it might. Do you get any sense it's dividing Democrats?
I think it is. I mean, I think that if you have Democrats in the House who continue to, you know, talk about this in the sense that democracy is on the line and history will remember who votes against this or who doesn't allow it to come to a vote, I think that, you know, could be problematic for Democrats if you look at them as a whole in both the House and the Senate. Obviously, the Senate, according to the president, believes that this is not going to move forward, and he argues that he has his caucus behind him, which one would believe then that there is a divide in among the party itself.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, and obviously we've got the rest of the session to deal with that. So on to the immigration stuff. So you asked some excellent questions this week regarding priorities and affordability. Because that's what I think most Marylanders, if you look at the polling, most Marylanders are worried about their energy bills, about the tax increases, about how to live here day to day, how to, you know, can they stay here and retire? And yet the very first bill, that they, or bills they put up, one is the unmasking bill, SB1, and SB245 on the elimination of 287G. So, you get any sense that Democrats are worried about blowback on these bills?
Not the ones that have talked to me. I think that they all believe that this is what their constituents want, and they believe that they can walk and chew gum at the same time when it comes to the affordability issues. You know, I've been covering the General Assembly for 5 years now, and I can't remember a time when we saw a bill come out this quickly in both the House and the Senate, especially, you know, of this magnitude. Usually it's much later in session when things really start to get moving. So I think that that really speaks to the importance that leadership is putting on these immigration bills. And they argue that their constituents believe that this is something that they should do. And, you know, the Senate president told me that people can't worry about affordability if they're not safe. And that's why they need to be doing these, the 287G ban specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the thing is, on SB1, the unmasking bill, which I don't think is going to be upheld in court because states cannot dictate to federal immigration officials what they wear and don't wear, but I'll leave that up to the courts. But the question now is, it passes, let's say Governor Moore signs it. Who enforces this on federal immigration officials?
It would be up to the local law enforcement, and that's something that I questioned, you know, some of the Democrats on. So you're telling me that you would, you know, leave this up to law enforcement, local law enforcement, like BPD, for instance, who's already dealing with an officer shortage problem, and then it would be their responsibility to enforce this? And they said yes. So I think that that would really put law enforcement in an interesting position at the local level to be the ones responsible for policing themselves, policing federal agents, and then going up to an ICE agent and giving them a ticket.
Does the bill apply just to federal officials or agents, or does it all
no.
law enforcement?
It's all law enforcement. So in theory, you know, local law enforcement would be policing themselves as well. And obviously the target is federal ICE agents. But the way that it's written, it would apply to all.
All right, more with Mackenzie Frost, and she goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a late problem on the Beltway, outer loop near Security Boulevard. I think this may be a wreck. There's more than one vehicle sitting here. They were indicating it might be a broken down vehicle. Either way, it's in the center lane, outer loop right at Security. So some traffic to the right, some traffic to the left. We were already backed up anyway, back to 795. Just going to make this worse if you're coming down from Liberty Road when you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill. Make up your mind right to the far right or the far left to get through that area. They do have a police car there. State Highway is also there. We'll watch for that. There may be a new problem on the JFX northbound. We can't see it. No cameras. The report of an accident northbound near the ramp at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast cold with a high of only 32 today. Maybe some snow heading our way Friday. Really cold temperatures are back with us on Saturday and Sunday, sad to say. Sunny and 22 in Annapolis, 16 in Owings Mills. On our newsmaker hotline is Fox 45 and government investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. And also the other big bill that passed both the House and Senate, the 287G elimination of that program in about eight jurisdictions or so. And I guess the big question here, Mackenzie, is that we've seen now 4,000 criminal illegal aliens removed from the streets of Minneapolis in Minnesota, and this means now I'm assuming that we're going to have many more ICE agents in the state of Maryland as a result. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that that's what we're hearing, and that's what critics of eliminating these programs would say, is that this is going to just invite ICE to come into Maryland and do more visible enforcement actions. You know, and supporters of keeping the program say that this is safer, it's a public safety issue because ICE is able to go into these detention facilities and deal with people there instead of hunting them or going looking for them in communities. But, you know, supporters of cutting this program argue that it's a due process issue because people sometimes are just being charged with these crimes. They haven't been convicted yet before immigration status comes into play. And at the same time, you know, supporters of this bill say that Maryland should not be working with ICE given problems that we're seeing elsewhere, and that it's a moral reason why these contracts should be ending.
Is there a belief there's a double standard that Maryland does work with the FBI, with the DEA, with the ATFE? There are all sorts of federal law enforcement that the state of Maryland does work with. The only exception here is ICE, and we wonder why that is.
I mean, I think that Democrats would tell you it's because of the problems and the tactics that they see ICE using right now, and under the Trump administration, they believe that ICE is a different agency than what it once was. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I asked the Senate president if he saw any world in which these agreements came back. Like, if we didn't have another Trump administration, could they see this changing? And they weren't quite ready to say that. So, you know, once these agreements are gone, I would question how often we would see them come back.
Yeah. When you look at it, of course, Tom Holman now is on the ground in Minneapolis, and he's saying that they've agreed to draw down 700 agents, but in exchange, they're getting incredible cooperation from Minnesota local law enforcement to hand over these dangerous criminals. That's what we're talking about here, the worst of the worst, the dangerous criminals that have already been convicted and or in jail and are about ready to be released. And that's when they call ICE to come pick them up. I don't see. I think the biggest victims we see here are in the immigrant community itself. Is there any concern from the speaker or other Democrats that these immigrant communities are being victimized by the release of these criminal illegal aliens?
No, not that we're hearing. I think that they, you know, leadership argues that this is just being used as a way to escalate immigration enforcement, and people are being, you know, detained in these facilities before they've been convicted. So they bring up due process and say that, you know, people haven't even been convicted yet before we're turning them over. And they have also argued that if someone is guilty of a crime, they would want them to serve jail time here. You know, I think that there's a lot of conflation over how these programs work, and a lot of this really is, you know, a reaction to what's happening on the national stage. And that's why critics say that they need to just keep this in place, and they're calling this a knee-jerk reaction when a lot of these 287G agreements have been in place in Maryland for years.
Did you happen to catch the exchange yesterday between Delegate Lauren Arrington of Harford County and the Speaker regarding...
Yes. It was a couple of days ago, and I know we had the delegate on our air yesterday to talk about that, and the speaker gave us a statement in response. And I think this will be something to watch her leadership style as a speaker, and, you know, she has this commitment to civility and bipartisanship. We'll see how the rules are applied to everyone moving forward.
Yeah. Well, Delegate Arrington, I think in her letter to the speaker, pointed out 10 instances where other folks on the floor got off the topic of a specific bill, the redistricting bill, and that was tolerated. I'm wondering why Delegate Arrington's wasn't, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think that, you know, she pointed to, and I was there for the redistricting floor debate that was almost 4 hours long, and the speaker argued that they tied it back, so I think, you know, the loose interpretations of what's on topic is something to keep an eye on.
Very good. You'll go in depth tonight, Mackenzie, at 5:30. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You do the same. Enjoy your weekend. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice's Town Road and Owings Mills. So there's a guy from Bismarck, North Dakota. His name is Casey Chapman. And recently, Casey bought a house in Fargo, and he found something in it he never expected. Contractors were redoing his floors, They pulled up the floorboard, and there was an old newspaper under it for padding. And on the cover of the newspaper, Casey's deceased mom. Here's Casey telling the story.
In order to level it out, I am told by the contractor, they put newspaper behind it, which apparently was very common, just to bring it up to that level. And he handed me this board. And on the back of the board was the front page of the Fargo Forum ripped in half and stuck onto these nails. Looked at the picture, is my mother. That's my mom right there. I had goosebumps. Here's, you know, one of my mom's great moments. Somebody said it's a God wink. I didn't really know that term, and I went and looked it up, and, you know, kind of a sort of a inspiration, divine inspiration of some sort. And I thought, I can buy that.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it, doesn't it? I mean, of all the houses, he selects one where there's a buried under the floorboard is a newspaper with his deceased mom on the cover. Just incredible. That's our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
8:53, traffic and weather on the freeze. Last report of the day, Thursday morning rush hour. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the incident on the outer loop right at I-70 Security Boulevard, that cleared from the center lane, so we're moving traffic again. We're backed up, though, all the way back to 795. Most of the Beltway still has a delay. Inner loop through Pikesville and on the Parkville side. JFX a little slow through the city-county line. The late wreck was northbound on the expressway near Northern Parkway. We don't see it because there are no cameras there. We're still backed up and very heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. The exit ramp from 95 south onto Key Highway and Macomb Street, that's still backed up. And looks like there could be a minor accident in that backup at that ramp. A little hard to see, but there's activity affecting the right tube on the southbound side at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still a lot of heavy traffic around the area that's not going away for a while, especially on the Beltway as we're coming down that west side. The southwest side of the Beltway, though, appears to be in good shape near the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold, but high of 32 today. Some snow Friday. Real cold temperatures coming back Saturday and Sunday. It'll be Kim fur coat time, that's for sure, over the weekend. Right now it is 17 in Ellicott City and 18 in Middle River. You look nice and toasty this morning.
I feel that way, but I also wonder, what did I do to deserve this kind of weather in my life? I want to know, what have I done? Oh, man.
No, we've had mild winters over the last several years, so yeah. It always comes back to bite us at some point in time.
It does, yeah. It does. At least there's not going to be any events tonight, because we've got our big event.
Big event, yeah, today at Libertories. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Taste
I'm
of the
excited.
Union.
I'm excited. I saw many tickets sold, lots of people coming in, so we get to finally meet some people face-to-face, which is always fun.
Always good. So if you had to guess which members of The View were mentioned in the Epstein files, have you seen the story yet?
Oh, I have not.
Yeah. Which ones do you think would made the cut?
Well, first I got to think of who's old enough.
Very good. Deductive
right?
reasoning.
I got it. You know what? I'm going to go with Whoopi Goldberg.
Yes, she led.
No way.
21 references. Then co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin with 20.
Alyssa, oh, because you know what? Because of probably all her involvement in the government.
Right. Joy Behar had 3. Anna Navarro, 2. Ooh. None so far for Sunny Hostin and Sarah Haynes, but we didn't search under all their names. So
okay.
I wonder if we searched under Karen Johnson if we'd get even more for Whoopi.
Wow.
Who knows?
So Whoopi Goldberg in the Epstein files.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked, actually.
She was asking Jeffrey Epstein for a ride to a charity event or something.
Okay.
On his plane. Yeah.
Sure, she did. Yeah. Well, lots to talk about today. How do you feel about the Maryland flag, Sean? Do you like it?
Maryland flag, and I think, once again, like he has done with his granddaddy now from the Washington Free Beacon, he is an embellisher. There's a pattern of this happening, and this isn't just, I mean, every once in a while people embellish a resume. This is a pattern of deceit.
Oh, yes.
This whole thing with the Maryland flag is just... I understand states that had the Confederate battle flag, like South Carolina and Mississippi, they got rid of it. This is the Cross in Arms. This is predated the Civil War.
Yeah, I don't think he really knows the history.
I don't think he knows history either.
But speaking of...
But he does know radical Islamic terrorism.
Yes, supposedly. Yeah. We're still waiting to see that evidence. Speaking of which, Andrew Kerr is actually going to join us today at 11 o'clock.
Oh, great. The author of the piece.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to talk about this. Also, we got Tori Snow coming up at 10 o'clock. He wrote about the Maryland flag, and he said, I just could not let it go. I texted him last night. He said, I had to do my op-ed on this whole situation because, you know, he's more of like a historian.
Right.
So he's like, I've got to tell him what's really going on with the Maryland flag because if he touches this, I said before, this could actually unite people in Maryland.
Well, that was the intent was to unite. The flag was to unite Maryland in 1904 when it was adopted because we were North-South, and that's why they had the cross on arms with the rest of the flag.
Yeah, but all the people commenting on this story, people are upset that he's even mentioning possibly doing something with the Maryland flag. So I was like, you know what? Maybe he's going to unite the state this way. Because people love the Maryland flag. So that and more coming up next, Sean.
Very good. Kim Klasick Live. Stay tuned. Just program note, I'm off tomorrow. Jeffrey McDonald will be here guest hosting. And I want to give kudos to Michelle Drasella, who has been filling in for Kristen for about a month now, doing excellent work. Love Michelle's work. Kristen is returning to the show starting on Monday. So I want to thank you, Michelle, for the excellent work you have done over the course of this last month. So we really appreciate it. Did you want to respond? Nope, can't hear you. Yeah, we can't hear you. The microphone's not working. So we'll get you another time because you'll be in again, I'm sure. But certainly, thanks to Michelle. Kristen returns to the show on Monday as when I will be back as well. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny's going to sell your home. And he's going to sell it with a guarantee that once you sign on the dotted line, once you agree on asking price, time frame, there might be other issues, staging, repairs, whatever. Once you sign on that dotted line, you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's that simple. All you have to do is call Vinny today, and he or one of his agents will come out to your home, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at, of course, vinnysteele.com. He can do that because he's got 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, and he's got a track record. So why bother with anyone else when you get that guarantee right up front with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. So make sure you tell him I told you to call. All right, that's going to do it. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next, and we're off tomorrow. Jeffrey McDonald will be here back on Monday at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.